Okay, Jeff, stop it. All right. Are you okay? Jeffy.
Sure, daughter.
Why today to be annoying?
Because I gotta tell you something. I got a secret.
You have a secret?
I got a secret. I'm not gonna tell you. I'm never gonna tell you what my secret is, because it's my secret.
Okay, I don't care.
Okay, good. This is a pretty big one. Like, not even the Chinese could get it out of me. Not even if they put toothpicks or chopsticks in my ass or some shit. Big secret, like Great Wall of China secret. That's how big it is.
I don't care, Jeffy.
You're gonna have to take this one to the grave with me, Daddy. Never gonna know. You have to ponder that for the rest of your life.
I don't care what your secret is, because if you would want to tell me, then you'd tell me.
No, you're right, because if I did tell you, then that would ruin the secret. And then that's more people that would know my secret, because me already knowing my secret is way too many people to know the secret.
If you're not going to tell me, then stop bringing it up.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you what the secret is. It's just pretty big. You know, not even the CIA could get it out of me. Not even with intense psychological testing and shit. Like, old secret dick, not knowing what it is and fuck.
Okay, what is it?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you, Daddy.
Okay, you know what? You're not going to tell me? Okay, I'll get someone to tell you.
Don't worry.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Take me to jail!
Why, what'd you do?
Stuck a feather in my ass and call it macaroni and cheese?
Well, it's not a crime.
Oh, well, anyway.
Well, okay, so what's going on here?
So he has a secret that he won't tell me.
Oh, like a secret crime?
Oh, wasting police resources and shit, dick! Fucking wasting them and fuck.
Oh, Jeffy! He has a secret that he won't tell me.
Wait, so he committed a crime and he won't tell you about it?
I don't know. Secret.
Oh, I see what's going on here. You murdered someone, or you're planning a mass casualty event, and you're not gonna tell us, huh?
No, can't tell you. It's a secret.
Oh, okay, I'm on to you. Okay, hey, how about this? Hello, NSA? Yeah, how about we cancel all the flights for today? And while you're at it, why don't we evacuate the Empire State Building? You know what? All the tall buildings, and the Pentagon. And why don't we just evacuate Oklahoma City, and Olympic Park in Atlanta? And, did I forget any other tragedies? Oh, how about you tell Columbine High School they can have the summer off. There. I wasn't actually on the phone, but now you know that I'm on to you and I know I'm ready to... I'm gonna fuck you up.
Okay. But I'm still not gonna tell you my secret.
God damn it, it's so good.
We need to know the secret.
Well, there's only one thing I can do to get secrets out of people. It's foolproof, but it's gonna be pretty ugly. Get out of my way.
Please, tell me, please, I won't tell anybody else, I'll be your best friend, I promise. I'll pinky swear.
Don't worry, Marvin, I got my fingers crossed.
Come on, tell me, please.
Oh, well, since you put it that way, can't tell you it's my secret.
Damn it, that always works.
Man, Marvin, he's a brick wall, a brick wall.
A brick house.
Oh, he's a brick house. Mighty, mighty.
Mighty beans.
I like Mighty, but those are fun toys.
Yeah, they would fucking twirl around on the ground and
blah. I'm unfamiliar with Mighty Beans.
You never played with Mighty Beans?
No, they're the tips. Daddy, do you saw some?
No.
Oh, fuck.
How do we get the secret out of this?
I need to know his secret.
Yeah. Give me some Mighty Beans and we'll talk about it.
I don't know where to find Mighty Beans.
Yeah, I don't know if they make
them. Listen, we need to find the secret. It's killing me. I need to know what his secret is, please.
Okay, well, what am I supposed to do? What do I look like? Nicolas Cage from National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets?
Wait, National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets. Nicolas Cage found a whole book of secrets. Maybe he knows the secret.
Yeah, I bet he does. Hold on, let me call him.
You have Nicolas Cage's number?
Yeah, of course I do. Okay, it's ringing.
Hi there.
Hey, Nick, do you know Jeffy's big secret he won't tell us?
Pretty big one.
Oh, so it is a big one. Okay, yeah, he's been telling us it's big.
Well, your accent. Pennsylvania Dutch?
Oh, no, it's actually a Brooklyn accent. It used to be like a harder accent, but honestly, I just kind of phone it in now. I don't really give a shit. I'm pretty well off.
You know, Thomas Edison tried and failed nearly 2,000 times to develop the carbonized cotton thread filament for the incandescent light bulb.
Mm.
And when asked about it, he said, I didn't fail. I found out 2,000 ways how not to make a light bulb. But you only need to find one way to make it work.
So is that what Jeffy's secret is about? It's about light bulbs?
It's about light bulbs.
180 years of searching and I'm 3 feet away.
Oh, he's in front of the Declaration of Independence.
Just tell us, you stupid nimwit!
People don't talk that way anymore.
Yeah, Marvin, calm down. That's unnecessary.
Oh, I just want him to tell us where it is.
It means if there's something wrong, those who have the ability to take action have the responsibility to take action.
You're right, Nicolas Cage. I gotta get the military involved in this. They'll make Jeffy talk!
Yeah, he'll...
I'm gonna steal it.
What are you gonna steal?
I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, yeah, that's like your whole thing. You do that, yeah. Well, good luck with that, Nick. Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna go call the Army, and then you're gonna be in big trouble!
Yeah, Jeff, you better tell us a secret before the Army gets involved.
Ah, hop-o.
I wonder if he's really getting the Army.
Get on the ground, motherfucker! I will hit you! Don't do anything stupid!
All right, that's it. Light him up!
Can you believe the station got us these guns?
Marvin, these are squirt guns. Can you believe it? We got them off TikTok. They don't even have orange caps on them. Imagine some kid is playing with this on the road and a cop drives by and shoots them. It could happen. They look like real guns.
Those are water guns?
Yeah, they're water guns. Can you believe it?
That's insane.
Yeah, it is. Isn't this cool?
They look what they do.
Yeah, isn't that badass?
It's sick.
Marvin, you know, I'm kind of concerned because you didn't even say anything when you thought we were actually shooting your son.
Well, he's not telling me a secret, so...
Yeah, that's a good point. We should take him in. All right, get him! Come
on! We'll take you in!
Come on! Come on! Get Richard.
Okay, boys, what do we have here?
Well, sir, we have a potential national security threat. He says he has a secret.
What's a secret?
Well, he won't tell us, sir. That's why it's a secret.
All right, let me talk to Osama Bin Laden Jr. here. Hey there, boy. You read the cursive Bible?
No, I don't know how to write in cursive.
Why's the towel on his head blue?
Well, sir, that's not a towel. That's a helmet.
Oh, he's ready for war, is he? Well, a 50 caliber bullet will still go straight through that motherfucker.
Well, yes, sir, it would.
All right, boy, tell me your secret.
Well, I don't have to tell you my secret. It's my secret, and only me and Nicolas Cage know.
It's true, sir.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see how tough he is when we bend his fingers backward.
Oh, what, like this?
My God, he's been tortured before. He's a professional.
I don't think the normal stuff's gonna work on him, sir.
You're right. Guy, go get the spanking hand.
Oh, my God, sir, not the spanking hand. That's banned by the Geneva Convention. Surely there are more ethical ways to make him talk.
Boy, you better get that spanking hand before I use it on you.
Yes, sir, right away.
All right, boy, you're about to be in a world of hurt. What was that? What are you doing there?
Spanking my pee-pee.
Some kind of terrorist secret code.
Could be. It's all secret.
Okay, sir, I got the spanking hand.
All right, get over there and beat his ass redder than communist China.
All right, kid, I'm gonna do it unless you're ready to talk.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna say anything.
Okay, sorry about this.
Oh, yeah, please.
God damn it, God, don't just massage it, beat it.
Okay.
Oh, damn. Oh, fuck. Woo, shit. That's crazy.
Wahoo.
Oh, hold on, though.
Oh, shit!
Sir, I don't think it's working. I think he actually likes this.
I do! Please keep going!
All right, give me that hand. Let me try. Oh! Damn! Oh, put some stank on it! Oh, shit! That's all you got! Harder! Ah! Oh, that's pretty good! All right, that's it. You get the fuck out of here.
What, sir, but he didn't give up his secret.
I know, but if this hand didn't work, then nothing is. You just get out of here before we embarrass ourselves further.
Okay.
Wow, can't believe it. Nobody's ever resisted the spanking hand.
Oh, Jeffy.
Boom, daddy.
I wasn't expecting you back so soon.
Get bustle, puppy.
Hey. Did y'all find out the secret or not?
No, they did not.
No, we tried our worst torch that we have in our arsenal, and it didn't work. He just won't break. He's like a Kit Kat bar.
Those break?
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's exactly what they do. They break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Give me a break.
Alright.
Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that. I remember the song now.
Papa John Pie.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Jeffy, did you tell him your secret or not?
No, I did not tell him.
How did the U.S. Army not get the secret out of him?
We did the best we could, okay? It wouldn't work. This guy's impossible.
Stone cold, daddy. Stone cold diaper man.
Jeffy, please just tell us the secret. We want to know.
Yeah.
Well, y'all can play 20 questions.
Ooh, oh, I love that. Wait.
Okay, go.
Is it a person?
No.
Oh, damn it. What a stupid question. How is it a person if it's a secret?
Well, I don't know. People can be secret.
Is it a place?
No.
What? I mean, that's stupid, too. Well, how would a place be a secret?
Is it a thing?
Yes.
Ooh.
A thing? Okay.
That was question number three.
Okay. Is it alive?
No.
What the? It's a thing!
A thing that's...
No, it was not a
dog. Dogs are things, and they're alive! Is a dog a person, Marvin?
Did that challenge a question?
I'm talking to him, not you.
Okay.
Okay, a dog is an animal.
Which is a thing?
A person, place, a thing.
Are there animals, people, Marvin? No, they're not. They're things. It's not alive. We narrowed it down.
Okay, wait, is it alive or not?
He said no, right?
Okay.
That's not a question.
It's not enough.
Is it green?
No.
Is it red?
No.
Okay, we're wasting questions here.
Yeah, you're right. We can go through all the colors.
Okay, is it?
Is it a machine?
No.
He had to think about it, though.
Yeah, he did.
Is it a TV remote?
He says,
nope.
It's not a machine, Marvin.
That's a TV remote, not a machine.
I argue that's a machine. It's a device of some kind.
A TV remote is not a machine.
Define machine.
Something that moves like this.
Maybe you shouldn't have such strong opinions if you can't define what a machine is.
Okay, so is it... Oh, okay. Is it...
Is it,
Is it my shoe?
Nope.
My shoe.
Yours specifically. Is it?
Wait, why would that be a secret? Well, we're guessing things. We're guessing things that aren't secrets.
That's true. That's a really good point. Your shoe's not secret. Okay. Is it something you own?
Yes.
Progress. How many questions do we have left?
Yeah, we feel like we've
asked. Probably like 2.5.
2.5?
We have 2.5 left.
What is half a question?
Because yours didn't count when you asked if it was an animal.
Okay. Let me think. Something he owns.
Is it your diaper?
Nope.
I wasted one.
What's secretive about my diaper? It's a secret that you have to guess what it is.
Fucking tell me.
Diaper related?
It's about your diaper.
Nope.
What's a diaper?
I think you're at the limit.
I think we have half a question.
We have half a question.
There you go.
What is... That's all I got. We're out of questions.
Okay! Jeffy, please. Please. I promise you, if you just tell me the secret, you can drive my car and with my credit card and buy whatever you want.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I get to drive your car with your credit card to buy whatever I want.
Yeah. Take his credit card in the car to wherever you want.
What's the secret?
I shit my pants. What was the secret, Mark?
Is that really the secret, Jeffy?
Oh. What is it?
Hold on.
What?
He shit his pants.
That's a secret?
Yeah.
Oh. You know, I did smell something during the spanking.
Spanking?
Yeah, we spanked them. I was wondering why it was squishy.
That was the secret.
I feel kind of silly now. I don't know how we didn't smell that earlier. Man, that is stinky.
No!
Jeffy, come get Marvin his Father's Day card.
Here's our daddy. We're in it.
World's best farter.
Mm-hmm. And look what's going in, huh?
Happy Farter's Day.
Do you get it, Marvin? Instead of Father's Day, it says Farter's Day.
Yeah, I get it.
Like a fart.
Like a shit.
Yeah, I get it, guys.
What's wrong, Marvin?
There's no money in my Father's Day card.
You're not supposed to get money for Father's Day.
But Jeffy gets money in his birthday cards.
Yes, but that's his birthday.
Listen, baby, we're in a lot of debt. Jeffy would have held us out if he would have given me $100.
Marvin, it's not Jeffy's job to get us out of debt.
I know, just we're so behind on bills. Let me just turn on the Charlie Brown Father's Day special.
Hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. Where's Snoopy? I can't find him.
Womp, 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 womp.
What? You put him to sleep? But he was my best friend.
Womp, 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 womp.
Listen, I know he would fly his doghouse like an airplane and maybe get us in a little trouble with the FAA, but he didn't deserve to die.
Womp, 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 womp.
His ashes? Good grief.
Hey, Charlie. Want to kick the football?
Yeah, that would cheer me up. Here I go.
Lucy's a bitch.
Jeffy!
Well, she did move the football when Charlie Brown was trying to kick it.
Yeah, that was real C-word behavior.
Jeffy, we don't talk like that.
I just can't focus on Father's Day, guys. We're in so much debt, and I don't know how to pay our bills.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, McKay. The famous painter, Jacques-Pierre Francois, has sold one of his famous paintings for $300 million. It is considered one of the rarest and priciest paintings because it was one of three paintings he's ever signed. So if you have a painting that is signed by Jacques-Pierre Francois, you could potentially sell it for hundreds of millions of dollars. And I have an exclusive interview with him now. Let's go to that. I'm here with world-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre Francois. So tell me, Jacques, why have you only ever signed three paintings?
Well, I believe my painting should not be tainted with my signature. I think you should know who painted it just from the art itself.
Mm-hmm. So why did you sign those three paintings?
Well, I was, how you Americans say, zooted off of the zannies.
Okay. Would you be willing to sign another painting and then we split the money?
No, I do not care about the money. I only care about art. Now, if you will excuse me, I will create my next painting only from the doo-doo from my butthole. I will call it The Shit.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Jacques will not be signing any more paintings.
What? there's my sperm donor.
That is Jeffy's real father.
Marvin, no, he's a deadbeat. You take care of Jeffy, so you're Jeffy's real dad.
Yeah, you're my real daddy.
Jeffy, don't touch me. Guys, did you not just see what the news said? If he signs a painting, you get hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's Jeffy's real dad. So don't you think that maybe he would sign a painting for Jeffy and we get a quick 100 million?
Marvin, are you sure this is how you want to spend your Father's Day?
Yes, baby, we can have $100 million by the end of the day. We just have to get him to sign a painting.
Well, how are you going to do that?
I don't know. I got to think of a plan, but I need a cop.
Why do you need a cop?
For my plan.
You just said you didn't have a plan.
But now I have a plan and I need a cop. Hold on.
Hey there, somebody call a cop?
Yes, cop. I have a plan that I need your help with, and if it works, it could possibly make me $100 million.
Well, based on that laugh, it sounds like you're about to ask me to do something illegal. But for half of that money, I might consider it.
I'm not going
to
give you a half of my $100 million if this plan works.
Well, if I'm helping you, you have to give me something. Look, just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll tell you how much I want.
All right, so Jeffy's dad is a famous painter.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he's only ever signed 3 of his paintings, which makes his signature super rare and makes the paintings worth $100 million.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that on the news.
So, since Jeffy's his son, do you think maybe you can make a fake document that he has to sign if he wants to never take care of Jeffy again? Because me and Rose take care of Jeffy. So be like, hey, if you never want to take care of your son again, sign this paper. And right before he signs it, you pull the paper away and he signs a painting and you run away with it.
Oh, yeah, the classic paper painting signature trick scheme. Yeah, I've done that a few times.
So you think it'll work?
Well, we can definitely get him to sign it. The problem is we don't have a painting for him to sign, and his paintings already go for tens of millions of dollars even without a signature.
You're right. His paintings are so expensive. Wait a minute. You're a cop. Why don't you get a job at a museum as a night guard, and you let me break into a museum and steal one of the paintings?
No. I am never working as a guard at a museum ever again. Last time I did that, all the exhibits came to life, and it was a whole thing. We would do an animation about that, but we already spent our animation budget on the Charlie Brown thing earlier, so sorry.
Oh, man. I wish I had tens of millions of dollars to buy a painting.
Well, do you have a friend that has tens of millions of dollars?
I do, but I wouldn't call him a friend.
Well, can you call him?
Well, I'll call him, but I won't call him a friend.
God damn it, just call him.
Wait, why are you so pushy?
Because I want this money now.
Oh, okay, well, how much do you want? You never told me how much you want out of the money.
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, let me call him. Okay, I'm calling him. It's ringing.
What the fuck do you want, Marvin, you piece of shit? I was in the middle of getting a blumpkin.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Goodman. You can call me back.
No, it's fine. You've already ruined it. What do you want?
Oh, okay, well, I was going to ask if you could pop...
Oh, you can keep talking. I'm just sipping on a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon. 2018, excellent year.
Okay, well, I was going to ask...
Judge! You fuckhead! The Sauvignon! It's half empty! More! Go ahead, Marvin.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you for...
You better not be asking me for money, because that will constipate me all to hell.
I'm not asking you for money. It's kind of like a loan, not really a...
What? I want half.
You're not going to get half.
I just decided I want half.
Half of what?
Oh, Goodman, can you please hold just one
no,
second?
No, I don't do well with holding. I don't hold.
Just for like a second.
I'm hanging up.
No, don't hang up.
My finger is approaching the hang-up button.
No, don't. You're not getting half.
I want half.
You know, how about 25 million?
Okay.
25 million, yes, I accept.
What, oh, no, not to you. I wasn't talking to you.
Who the fuck are you giving $25 million to and you can't pay your fucking house payment?
Oh, no. Listen, I don't have $25 million yet, but if you give me a loan of $10 million, I can give him $25 million.
Why the fuck would you give him $25 million? You should give me $25 million because I gave you the $10
million. You would be getting $25 million also because I'd be getting $100 million.
How the fuck are you getting $100 million with my $10 million? Because I might as well just take my $10 million and make $100 million.
Listen, you can't do it without me or Broken Guy. You need both of us.
Well, you can't do it without me, apparently, because I'm the one holding $10 million fucking dollars.
Okay, how about you just come over and we talk about this?
You want me to stop getting a blumpkin to come over to listen to you talk?
Well, you can finish your blumpkin, then come over.
No, it's fine. I'm already constipated. It's all your fault. You ruined it. I'm on my way.
Okay. All right, he's coming over and he can help with the plan.
Okay, great.
Oh, wow, he drives really fast. Let me go get the door.
Hello?
All right, Marvin, what's the plan?
What's that?
My Sauvignon.
You drank and drove?
Yes, I have good lawyers, so stop being a bitch and invite me in.
Okay, come on. Okay, so here's the plan. We need $10 million.
Can I try that?
Sure.
Ooh, that's good. What year is that?
2018.
Oh, that's a good year.
I know.
Can we get back to the plan?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Goodman, we need $10 million from you so we can buy a Jacques-Pierre Francois painting, because that's Jeffy's dad. And if he signs a painting, it's worth $100 million. So Broken Guy is going to get a contract that he needs to sign to say that he's not taking care of Jeff anymore. And right before he signs the paper, he's going to pull the paper away so Jacques-Pierre Francois signs the painting, and then we can sell the painting for $100 million.
Okay, and how much do I get?
You'd get 25 million and he'd get 25 million, I'd get 50 million.
No, if we're gonna do the deal, then I want 50 million and you guys each get 25 million.
Marvin, I just changed my mind. I want 50 million now.
You both can't get 50 million because then I'll get nothing. Okay, fine. I'll get 25 million, he'll get 25 million, you'll get 50 million.
Okay, good. Deal.
Alright, so give me the 10 million, I'll go buy a painting.
Well, we don't need to go buy a painting. I already have one.
You already have a Jean-Pierre Francois painting?
I do. Let me go get it. All right, here's the painting. It's called The Royal Puss.
You weren't lying. You actually do have one of his paintings.
Yep.
All right, so all you have to do is get him to sign it, so go.
What do you mean, go, like I'm a dog?
You said you could get him to sign it, so grab the painting, grab a piece of paper, and go trick him.
I don't know where to find him.
What do you mean you said you'd get him to sign it?
Yeah, I can get him to sign it. I can't bring him here. You have to bring him here.
How am I supposed to bring him here?
I don't know.
Oh, great. Another problem we have to solve.
Everybody shut up. I figured it out.
Tell me.
I'm not going to tell you for free. I want $30 million and you go down to 20.
That's not happening.
Okay, fine. Then we can just all sit here with our dicks in our hands.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, fine.
Can I have some more Savignon?
I don't have any more.
Okay, just tell me what the plan is. I'll go down to 20.
Okay, cool. So we're going to have a fake painting competition. And of course, he's going to show up because he's a painter. So whenever he gets here, we're going to give him a waiver and tell him he has to sign it. But then when he goes to sign it, we pull the paper away and he signs the painting.
Wow, that's the perfect plan. Do you get it? Do you get it, Marvin? Because it's a cat? Perfectly.
It's actually a really good idea.
Well, he's not just going to show up to a random painting competition. There's got to be an award.
Ooh, I have an idea. Okay, we're going to have an award for best painter, and the prize money is going to be $10 million of Marvin's money.
Well, why my money? Why not come out of your money?
No, because I just don't want to give up that money.
Oh, I don't want to give it up either. Oh, you know what? Fine. We'll figure this out once he gets here, because after he signs the waiver, we don't have to have a contest at all.
Okay, I'll go get him.
Wait, you said you didn't know where he was.
Well, I didn't know where he was for $25 million. Now that I'm getting 30, I know right where we can find him. I'll be right back.
Well, then we don't have to do the contest.
Hello and welcome to the first ever Painting at Marvin's House painting competition, where the winner will get $10 million. I'm here with the only contestant, Jean-Pierre Francois.
I am happy to be here and I cannot wait to win.
Hey, Jacques, before you paint anything, we need you to sign this waiver.
What does it say?
Oh, nothing. You don't have to read it. Just if you get a cramp in your hand, that we're not responsible. So just go ahead and sign right on that line.
Okay. Just sign right here. Wait a minute! This is Royal Push! I have been tricked!
Grab it, run!
Suck my blue!
Alright guys, we got the painting!
Yes!
$30 million!
$50 million!
$10 million! $10 million! Guys, alright, where do we sell this stupid painting at?
At an art auction, Marvin!
Alright, where do we find an art auction at?
Oh, hold on! The news needs me to report the news!
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, M.K. Jean-Pierre Francois has decided to sign as many things as he possibly can to make his autograph not valuable. Well, fuck.
Are you fucking serious?
No way.
I guess I could sell this for $10 million on my own.
How much would I get?
Not fuck.
Oh, man, I never get the million of dollars that I always do nothing for. I just want $10 million for doing nothing. That's all I want. Is that too much to ask, pal? Let's just finish watching the Charlie Brown Father's Day special.
Marvin, we don't have the budget for another Charlie Brown segment.
You're right.
Hey, Jeffy.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Dad. Gee.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
Oh, we can pick our noses and then see who has the biggest booger.
I'm down.
Do. I was just on the dark well, and I think I found iShowSpeed's address.
You did not find iShowSpeed's address.
I definitely did. It says he lives in Florida.
We live in Florida.
I know. We're not too far away from him, dude. We should go down there and ding-dong ditch his house.
Oh, if we ding-dong ditch his house during a live stream, he'd get so mad it would go viral.
Oh, dude, we can get the clips from it.
Okay, let's go to his house.
Okay, guys, I don't think a YouTuber's gonna like random people showing up at his house ringing his doorbell.
What the hell not?
Wait, they're YouTubers. Famous YouTubers love it when fans find their address and show up randomly at their house.
Yeah, randomly with all the stuff they need to autograph.
Yeah, yeah.
Obligated to do it.
Yeah, if you're a YouTuber, you have to get used to people finding out your address and showing up at your house at all hours of the night asking for pictures.
It's the cost of fame, dude.
But what if he's busy? busy. He's gonna get mad.
His name is not I So Busy. It's I Show Speed.
Mm-hmm. And that's true.
Okay, so let's go to his house, ding dong ditch it, we run away, and if it's actually him, maybe he thinks it's so funny that we found his address, he invites us in and does a backflip.
Dude, what if we're the first ones that found his address and he wants to stream with us?
Yeah, we can go on his stream in real life.
He's not gonna let random people into his house.
Well, he might let me in his house because I was on his talent show stream.
Well, just because you were on one live stream doesn't mean he's gonna let you in his house.
He's saying he's cool with him, Cody.
Yeah, if I Show Speed notices Jeffy, he might let us all in, and then we could all be in his room and doing backflips.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we can get it on the stream. Maybe we can backflip with him or something.
Oh, but Jeffy, you have something in your nose.
Oh, yeah, it's my booger. It's actively hanging out of my nose, and it's just getting longer and longer. I'm seeing how long I can get it.
That is sick, dude.
It might touch the couch in a minute. Wait and see.
Pretty impressive.
It is gnarly.
It is going lower. Yeah. All right, so let's go to iShowSpeed's house, ding-dong-ditch it, run away, and if it's him, he'll let us in his house.
Oh, definitely, dude. Let's do it.
Come on, all right.
Ding-dong, wait and see. Oh, it's touching the couch. It's touching the couch.
It's touching the couch. Don't eat it.
Ew.
Freak out.
Okay, I think this is Speed's house.
Oh, this is gonna be sick.
Okay, when he opens the door, run away.
Okay.
Wait, we're supposed to run away. We're supposed to run away.
Right here! I was supposed to run away, but I shit instead.
Man, come in, Jesse. Got more. Get your temperature
up. Come on, man. Wait, did you just let him in his house?
Let him inside.
Dude, I knew we should have fucking ran.
Let's go through a window.
Yeah. What? A window?
Wow, Speed, I've never gotten to see your streaming room before.
Yes, Zeffy, this is indeed my streaming room. This is where I stream. This is where I bark.
You got a 7 on your wall. 7's my favorite number. Is it your favorite number?
7 is my favorite number because Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, but Messi, though. Hey. Yeah, all right, cool. Well, hold on.
Don't you dare.
You're touching me in my yo-yo spot.
And you're right. I'm going to stick that pencil up your damn nose up even more.
Yes, Mr.
If you say messy in my room.
Okay.
That is the rules and the streaming rule of ISO Speed, all right?
Okay. I got it. You got Cheerios? Oh, no.
Hey! Hey, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I didn't know you
were here. Why are you humping the damn Cheerios?
Because it's good. Feels good.
What are you humping Cheerios for?
Uh-oh. I made a messy.
Tell me what the hell is you doing in my house?
I just wanted you. You invited me in.
Yeah, I invited you, but I ain't tell you to hump Cheerios in my house, bro.
Okay, well, you know what they say. I always wanted you to do a backflip. I wanted to see it in person. Can you do me a backflip and I'll leave?
You want the backflip?
Yes.
All right, Jeffy. Okay.
Oh, he's going to do the thing. He's going to do the thing. Oh, he's going to do it.
All right, Jeffy. I'm going to do it one time for you, okay?
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, get it.
Count down from 5.
Okay, 5, 4, 17, 2, 1. Go. Oh, he did that shit!
Wait, y'all broke in?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Why y'all break in, bro? Like, why y'all just come in with Jeffy?
They ran away.
We were playing Ding Dong Ditch.
Hey, don't be breaking into my house, bro, alright?
Sorry.
Yeah, don't be doing that. This is my room. This is my house.
What's the backflip, though?
Yes.
Alright, yeah, let's do the backflip.
I want to see it.
3.
He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
Oh, here it goes. Here
it
goes.
He's going to do it.
Bring the house down with this shit.
Oh, my God.
Alright, watch.
Oh!
Oh, yeah, he did it!
He did it!
Yeah!
All right, thank you, Mr. Speed, sir.
Of course, Jeffy.
That's all we wanted. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right, you can get out.
Guys, can you believe iShowSpeed let us in his house?
I know, dude. It was so cool. I knew he was going to let us in.
He didn't let us in. We had to break in through the window.
To the window! To the wall! All right, that's it.
Well, listen, yeah, I know we had to break in through the window.
Oh, stink, motherfucker!
All right, I promise I'm done. That's it.
But he let Jeffy in. He recognized Jeffy.
Yeah, because he and I are cool. But if you guys are nice to me, we might be able to do a stream with him.
He thinks he let us stream with him one day.
That would be sick as hell.
Security literally dragged us out of his house. We're not going to be cool with him.
They dragged us out because he was tired.
Yeah, he flipped for us.
Yeah, I'm so sleepy.
What? I need a nap.
I wake up.
I need breakfast. But guys, these are not usernames. You can't just
get hungry.
I go places.
I pick my nose.
You can't just put words together.
I do streams.
Ooh,
what, that's I'm subscribed to you. Oh, okay, I think we should start our own channel. We do our own usernames.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to start my own called I Show Hole.
I would not subscribe to you, dude.
I don't get it.
I Spank Diaper.
Yeah, yeah, see, yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He started it. So listen, I think I Show Speed loved us being there. He did a backflip for joy because we were in his room.
I think he was pissed off that we were there, and that's why security dragged us out.
Dude, I'm about to leak his address.
Why would you do that? He's gonna hate that.
He wants to see more fans. He needs seeing you with fans.
Yeah.
He's a good host.
Yeah, he does stream pictures with fans. I think he wants fans to know his address. I think he would love it if more fans showed up to his house. He let us in.
What? He didn't let us in, and I don't think he wants more people just hanging out around his house.
You don't know him like I know him.
Yeah, yeah, leak his address.
I'm doing it, dude. Oh! That bitch already viral.
Hey. That's so cool. That is so cool that so many people are already going to go to his house. And then they get pictures with him. Listen, he loves his fans.
He wants to thank us later.
Yeah, he was a great host to us. He'll let all his fans in his house.
I think he's going to be mad.
Oh, the news!
Breaking news, UK. Someone leaked iShowSpeed's address, and it's causing a riot around his house. This is a developing story, and we'll keep you updated when we know more.
Guys! Can you believe it? A riot! We started a riot!
Oh, for Speed! Oh, I know, he's so happy!
Well, he's not gonna be happy we started a riot outside his house!
He's probably flipping his ass off already, jumping for joy!
Yeah, he probably saw that huge crowd outside his house and said, oh, my fans! Backflip! Backflip! Backflip!
Guys, we're gonna get in big trouble for leaking his address.
Man, you can't get in trouble for that.
Yes, that's not illegal.
Yes, it is illegal. It's called doxing.
Man, I don't even have a damn doctor, so how am I gonna get in trouble for that?
Yeah, we don't know how to box.
Guys, this is a he's not gonna like a riot outside his house.
Everywhere he goes, he likes a huge crowd of fans chanting his name, and now look, all he has to do is look out the window and he sees all his fans.
Yeah, he can go outside, hug them, scream, and show off that he's a good person.
Yeah, and then he go right back to sleep, wake up, they're still there. Picture, picture, back to sleep. Picture, picture, back to sleep.
He doesn't even have to work hard now.
He's gonna be pissed.
Well, he's so pissed.
I got pissed.
Yeah, I'm so mad.
Oh, I gotta pee.
I gotta pee. I gotta use the bathroom.
I'm gonna pee on stream.
You get his username?
Yeah, no, I get the fucking joke. I just mean he's gonna be mad at us for leaking his address.
He's not, first of all, he doesn't know it's us.
You're right.
Yeah, he's cool with us.
He has like 40 million followers.
50.
Oh, 50. Oh, damn.
51.
And look, there's at least a good 100,000 outside his house. Yeah. So like, that's more than he gets on his streams. So like, they just always are outside his house. He doesn't even have to use a camera anymore. He just opens up his window and goes,
We did him a favor.
Well, I think he probably wants his privacy at his own house.
He doesn't want privacy. I want privacy.
I need privacy.
Would you guys shut the fuck up? We're going to be in big trouble.
That must be I Show Speed.
I came here to thank us personally.
Yeah, he would probably like, there's so many people at my house. Let me go stay with these cool people so I can get away from all these fans.
Mm-hmm. I need to escape.
I need skate.
Oh my god.
I wear a helmet.
I show speed!
Mr. Speed! Wait, then you ain't speed.
No, I don't speed, because that would be against the law, and I never break the law. Hold on, let me turn my body cam off.
You on the ground! Right now! You're getting drugs on your body!
No!
Just kidding. Just joshing you guys. No, but seriously though, no, I actually speed all the time. I just turn the lights on in my cop car and I drive everywhere really fast. I go through red lights. I run over pedestrians in the crosswalk. One time I actually shot someone just to see if I could get away with it, and I got away with it just fine. I can do pretty much whatever I want. And even when I'm not in my cop car, you know, I go as fast as I want. And if I get pulled over, just flash the badge and they just let me go. I'm above the law is my point.
Oh, well,
that's cool. Again.
Anyway, the reason I'm here. Which one of you is Margot Robbie Feet Lover 69?
That is I.
Wait, you're the one who took that username?
Yeah, you too slow.
I was wondering who to hire to settle for Margot Robbie Feet Licker 69.
Oh, dude, that's a way better name.
No, it's not. Lover's better.
No, Licker's better.
Okay, so that is you. Then you're under arrest.
For what?
For leaking iShowSpeed's address.
Man, that's not a crime.
Wait, how is that a crime?
Well, it's a crime because it's harassment, and now his house is on fire because of the riot you guys started by leaking his address.
Okay, it wasn't harassment. We wanted his fans to go say hi to him because he let us in his house and he did two backflips.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they did say hi with fire. And his house is on fire. You're under arrest.
What the fuck? No, I can't be under arrest. I'm a fan.
Yeah, he's a fan. Just call up iShowSpeed and ask him if he wants him under arrest.
Yeah, he knows me.
Well, he already pressed charges.
I press charges.
I need to get arrested.
I call the cops.
I hate Joseph.
Yeah, he said all that, and now you're under arrest.
What?
Well, okay, listen, we have to at least get a lawyer.
Well, you're not under arrest, just him.
Oh, bye, Joseph.
What? No, I can't get arrested.
I go to jail. I go to jail.
I need a lawyer.
I bail you out. I might actually call a lawyer.
Yeah, please do, nigga.
Who's at the door, Junior?
It was the cops. They arrested Joseph for leaking IceShoeSpeed's address.
I told you this would happen.
Oh, no one told us this would happen.
I told you this would happen.
I wish somebody would tell us this would happen.
I told you exactly this would happen.
Jeffy, can you call IceShoeSpeed and beg him to drop the charges on Joseph?
On it.
See, this is what it's like to have connections.
I think he blocked my number.
Oh, darn it! Oh, man, Joseph's rotten in prison, right? I rot in prison.
But guys, this is serious. Our friend is in jail.
I went to jail.
But Junior!
Oh, okay, listen. We gotta think of a way to get Joseph out of jail. What if we find someone who looks like IceShoeSpeed, and then bring him here, and then we bring the cops here, and the IceShoeSpeed impersonator tells the cop to drop the charges?
Well, how are we gonna find somebody who looks like IceShoeSpeed?
I go look. Okay, guys, look who I found, an IceShoeSpeed impersonator.
Shit, chicken.
Junior, nobody's gonna believe that's IceShoeSpeed.
Everyone will believe it. Looks just like him.
Shit, chicken.
All he says is shit, chicken. Speed doesn't do that.
His TikTok username was looks like Speed, because he looks like Speed. People are gonna believe this is Speed. And look, I already called the cops, and the cops gonna believe him.
Hey there, somebody call the cops to drop some charges?
Yes, IceShoeSpeed here would like to drop the charges on my friend Joseph.
Wait, is that really IceShoeSpeed?
Shit, chicken.
He just said shit chicken.
Well, would you like to drop the charges on my friend Joseph?
Shit chicken.
What? Are you sure that's IceShoeSpeed?
This is IceShoeSpeed! I promise you he wants to drop the charge on my friend and he'll do anything to prove he is Speed. Like, bark like a dog.
Bark, bark, bark!
Well, no, the Speed does do that, but there's something kind of off about him. Tell you what, if you can land a backflip, I'll know you're IceShoeSpeed.
What, can you do a backflip?
I don't know how to do no damn backflip.
Come on, I need to help my friend do a backflip. Watch him, watch him. He's gonna do it. Speed's gonna do a backflip.
Alright, alright. Oh, my neck. Oh, I think I broke my neck. I'm paralyzed.
That's not IceShoeSpeed. IceShoeSpeed would never fail to land a back.
Chicken.
Yo!
Hi, this is all you, big dog.
Fell! Security! He fell! He fell!
All right, well, while he's down, what do you think of this?
Hey, I want you to know who I am. Fuck you, take that, Speed.
Boynie, what's wrong? I thought you were supposed to be at work.
Not today, Karen. I'm really sick. I think I have the flu.
Boynie, I just thought of a funny joke. You want to hear it?
No.
What kind of sickness did the Wright brothers have?
Oh, I can't imagine.
They had the flu! Get it, Boynie? Because they were the first people to be in an airplane, and they flew, and you have the flu?
That's clearly not as funny when you explain it, Karen.
Oh, Boynie, you don't sound so good.
Yep, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
You know what? I'm gonna call the doctor.
I am the doctor.
Shh, Boynie, it's ringing.
Okay, wonder who this could be. Hello?
Hi, I need a doctor.
I'm not in the mood for this today, Karen.
Oh, wow, you sound like my husband, Boynie.
What a coinkydink.
Boynie, the doctor hung up on me. I'm gonna give him a bad review.
Oh, what an asshole.
Boynie, what should we do to make him feel better?
How about you cook me some chicken noodle soup and shut up?
Boynie, that's an excellent idea. I'm gonna put on your doctor outfit and I'm gonna make you some soup and make you feel better.
No, don't put on my doctor outfit. You're gonna get soup on it.
All right, Boynie, I made you alphabet soup and I wrote a little message on top.
Get soon, Boynie.
Yeah.
What do you want me to get, Karen? Get what? Get, like, get out of here? You tell me to leave?
Oh, Boynie, that's so funny. I forgot a letter. It was supposed to say, get better soon, Boynie.
You forgot more than a letter, Karen. You forgot a whole ass word. That's an important word to forget.
Boynie, you need to calm down. Eat your soup.
I don't have a spoon.
Oh, I can go get you one.
Yeah, how about you get spoon, Boynie? There you go. You should have put get spoon, Boynie.
I told you I forgot a letter.
Wait, Karen, what the fuck?
What?
Did you get soup all over my shirt?
Oh, yeah, Boynie. See, that happened when I was making you your sentence, and it got a little messy.
God damn it, Karen, you ruined my doctor outfit, you fucking idiot.
Well, you know what, Boynie? I'm not going to take care of you if you talk to me that way.
Well, good. You're not doing a good job anyway. I don't want you to take care of me.
You know what, Boynie? I'm just going to take my message soup gone.
Take your message? This is why you can't spell, Karen. Your brain worked. Don't. You're fucked up in the head. Okay, I need somebody to actually help me. Penelope! Come help your fucking dad!
What, Dad? I'm trying to set up my ant farm! Fuck, piss!
Whoa, language, young lady!
Well, Dad, I'm just so frustrated because I ordered this ant farm and it didn't come with ants. It says ants not included!
Okay, but you don't talk to me that way, and why the hell do you want an ant farm anyway?
Because you told me to do something over the summer, and now I don't have ants for my ant farm, and look, I
them and write down my observations.
They fucking eat Jell-O? And what observations are you gonna write down? How about you watch the movie Bug's Life or watch the movie Ants? Then you can write some observations.
Dad, I need you to go outside and get me some ants.
Well, I'm not gonna go outside, Penelope. I'm sick, okay? I'm not in the mood for this. Why don't you just go?
No, I can't because they'll bite me and all I want to do is just look at them.
Okay, why the fuck did you get an ant farm if you don't like ants?
Because you told me to. And look, it comes with a bunch of little ant facts. Did you know that almost every continent on Earth has ants except for Antarctica? That doesn't even make sense! The word ant is in Antarctica! Why is Antarctica anti-ant?
Penelope, please shut up. If I go get you an ant, will you shut the fuck up about ants?
Oh, an ant? No, I need at least two ants so that they can make ant babies!
I don't know how to tell a boy ant from a girl ant.
Well, then get more ants!
What if I just get nothing but boy ants? So you just get a bunch of gay ants, you get a big gay ant farm.
Dad, just go get me some ants!
Okay, I will get you some fucking ants.
More than two!
Ugh, ants. Where the hell are these ants? Oh, come on, they're ants. They gotta be everywhere. And even when I find them, how do I get them in the cup, huh? Do I just pick them up with my hands? I'm gonna squish them. I shouldn't have to do this today. I'm sick. I'm not in the mood for this bullshit. Oh, this fucking guy. Hey, buddy.
What?
Hey, you scared away the ants.
What?
The ants in your yard. You're scaring them away.
Are you on fucking bath salts?
No, I'm trying to find ants for my daughter's ant farm. Listen, I'm very sick.
Oh, yeah, you're sick. Fucking retarded.
No, and... Fuck it, keep mowing, go ahead. I'm not finding ants today anyway. I need somebody to help me with these ants. Hey, Mr. Grasshopper.
Yeah?
Have you seen any ants?
No, they're everywhere.
Well, can you direct me to some?
I mean, there's an anthill over there, but I wouldn't fucking go near there. They're gonna fuck you up. A bunch of insects came together and built this fake bird, and then tore Hopper's limbs off, and then fed him to a real bird. Yeah, I wouldn't go over there. It's fucking scary, bro.
So are they gonna bite me?
Oh, yeah, they're gonna fuck your shit up. Hey, if you see this ant named Flick, tell him I said he's a bitch. Well, actually, don't tell him that. Tell him Hopper said that. No, that wouldn't work. Hopper's dead. Actually, don't say anything anymore. I'm too scared.
Okay, well, thank you anyway.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, they don't look like the ants from A Bug's Life, but I think this will work. Okay, I'm just going to scoop them up in this cup, and then Penelope can just work with whatever I get. Okay, just get a nice big scoop. Oh, yeah, they're going fucking crazy. There we go. Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fucking ants.
Oh, oh my God!
It's a big fucking cup!
Oh, my God!
Oh, it's like Ant 9/11!
Oh, my God,
oh, God no!
Oh, it's coming back! It's
okay.
Coming back!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God!
Fucking dead.
That's pretty good. All right, yeah, I think this is... Oh, fuck, they're biting me. Fuck you. Fuck stupid fucking ants. I hate ants. Fuck you. God damn it, I broke the cup. All right, you know what? I'm getting the ant farm. I'm just going to take the ant farm.
Okay, Penelope, I got you, stupid ant farm.
Oh, my God, Dad, this is so exciting. Thank you so much. Look at those little guys. They're all in there.
Yeah, it's a real hoot. They're eating the Jell-O or whatever. Oh, and they also bit me, so now I'm in pain in addition to being sick, so thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you, Dad. It's so cool. Well, I'm going to go over to my friend's house and hang out. Will you watch him for a little bit? Thanks,
what,
bye.
What the fuck? No. What? Watch him do what?
Yeah, they're fucking in there, oh boy! Ugh, I can't do this. No. I need somebody to take care of me. I'm gonna go to Marvin's house. Maybe he'll take care of me.
Rubber bands!
What are you doing with rubber bands, Jeffy?
Gonna make a rubber band ball.
How do you make a rubber band ball? What do you even start with?
With a rubber band!
I think you're supposed to start with like a bouncy ball, like a small ball.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then you, yeah.
You make a bigger ball.
Yeah, you put rubber bands around the ball, yeah. Jeffy, why you put rubber bands on your face? Jeffy, take them off. No, stop it, Jeffy. Stop it. What are you doing, Jeffy? Ow! What are you doing? Stop shooting rubber bands at us, Jeffy. Knock it off.
Ow, Jeffy!
Knock it off, Jeffy. What are you doing? What are you doing, Jeffy? Ow, Jeffy! You smacked me in the eye with a rubber band! Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, thank God you're here, buddy. I need a doctor.
No, I need a doctor.
No. See, my eye. I need a doctor. My eye hurts.
Oh, I'm so tired.
What's wrong, buddy?
I have the flu.
Then why would you come help me with my eye?
I didn't come to help with your fucking eye. I came so I could lay on your couch while you baby me.
Aren't you a grown man?
Yes, but my family does not care, and they're not going to take care of me, so I need you to take care of me.
Well, I don't know if I can do that with my eye. Like, do you think I'm gonna lose my eye?
What happened to your eye?
So Jeffy hit me in the eye with a rubber band.
Okay, you're gonna be fine. Just wait like a fucking hour, it'll get better.
You promise?
I fucking promise. Can I please come in?
Yeah, you can come in.
Okay.
So, baby, the doctor's at the door. He said my eye's gonna be okay.
Oh my God, it doesn't look okay.
Well, the doctor promised. You promised, right?
Oh yeah, this is perfect.
You promised it's gonna be okay. What's wrong with Jeffy?
Well, as a doctor, I would recommend he not do that with the rubber bands.
Hey, Jeffy, take the rubber bands off your face.
Why is your friend being a whiny little bitch?
I'm sorry, excuse me?
Oh, I was just asking Marvin why you were being a whiny little bitch.
I have the flu.
Oh, here. Here's a straw. Suck it the fuck up.
What the fuck is going on? First my daughter's mouthing off, and now your wife is being mean, Marvin?
Well, you're just being a puss.
Why is everybody being like this today? I help you people all the time. Can't you help me for once?
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean? We're all white. What are you talking about?
We're not all white. There's other races in the world.
No, I mean, oh my God. I'm so tired. I don't want to do this today.
Well, why are you so sick?
I have the flu. I told you. I just need you guys to, like, baby me.
Okay, what do you want us to get you?
Some medicine or some food.
Oh, I could make you some soup.
Yes, please. Soup would be fantastic.
Okay.
You want us to treat you like a baby and you need, like, wipe your ass?
No, Marvin, I don't mean wipe my ass. I got that part covered.
But babies need their ass.
No, I got it. Just food will be fine.
Okay, I made you some soup. It's like alphabet soup.
What the fuck is going on? Get soon!
Why are you yelling at me?
Wait, baby, you forgot a word.
Oh my gosh, I forgot to put wow. Get well soon. I'm a silly goose.
How are you and my wife both equally fucked up in the head?
Well, that's not very nice.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to do something nice. And
you're being mean to us, and we're trying to help you.
Oh my God, I can't do this. I'm going to go lay down in the kitchen. Maybe Chef Pee-Pee will take care of me.
Baby, it's okay. It's okay. I don't know why he's being so mean today.
Oh, hey, Brooklyn guy. I'm busy just making some popcorn right now.
That's just corn.
It's going to be popcorn when you turn the heat on super high. The bitches get to popping.
That's not how popcorn works.
How are you going to tell me how popcorn works? This is popcorn. I put it in the damn pot, and I know it's going to be popping once it's on high.
Okay. You know what? Whatever. I'm just going to lay right here.
What's wrong with you?
I have the flu.
You have the flu? And you come into my kitchen to get me sick and call me with my food?
Listen, man. I just really need someone to take care of me. Everybody's been really mean to me today.
Well, I can make you some soup or something.
I would love that.
Yeah, hold on. Let me fix it real quick.
Thank you so much. And if it could have, like, a message that makes at least some kind of sense.
All right, here you go.
Let's see.
That's my world-famous tomato soup.
Soon? What the fuck does soon mean? What is that, a threat?
Well, I didn't write it. That bird did.
Bird?
Big Red!
Bird.
Yeah, and them ants, they hired me to fuck your shit up.
No, it's okay. I put those ants in a different home with Jell-O.
Oh, you got shit fucked up. It's time for me to straighten your ass, though. Big Red, bitch!
Okay, I'll let him go!
Yeah, that's what I thought, you little selfish hoe.
Where is it? Where the fuck is it?
Bonnie, what you looking for?
The ant farm.
Ant farm?
Yes, the ant farm. The thing full of ants. It was right here.
Oh, that thing. That thing was disgusting, Bonnie. It was crawling with ants, so I flushed it down the toilet.
What, you flushed it down the toilet?
Yeah, it was gross, Bonnie.
God damn it, Karen. This bird's gonna kick my ass.
What bird?
Oh, you done fucked up now.
Bonnie, that's an angry bird.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you wanna kill ants? Oh, I'm gonna show you an ant bully.
I've never even seen that movie. Ow, God damn it.
Why is he so angry? Why is he hitting you?
Stop asking questions and help me, bitch. Ow.
Boy, with language like that, I'm not gonna help you.
Ow, you did this, Karen, you bitch. Ow, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Say sorry to them damn ants, nigga.
I can't. Oh, God, I'm so sick.
I ain't done, bitch.
Ow, sorry. Ow, 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 ow. I thought you were done. Ow.
Had to take a break.
Ow.
Breathe and shit.
Guys, are you ready to play Nerf guns?
Oh yeah, dude, I'm so ready.
You guys should probably wear some eye protection.
Come on, Cody, you're ugly, but not that ugly.
Yeah, we're kind of used to you now, buddy.
No, I mean so you don't shoot your eye out with the Nerf gun.
We're not gonna do that, Cody. We're not gonna aim for each other's eyes.
Yeah, we're not stupid.
Okay, well, I'm gonna keep my glasses on.
No, if we're not gonna wear glasses, you have to take yours off.
Well, why don't you just put glasses on?
Because it's two people that have to go find glasses and put them on when all you have to do is take yours off.
Well, I'm not taking my glasses off.
You're a stupid, dumb idiot.
Wimp.
I don't care what you call me, I'm not taking my glasses off.
No balls. Take your glasses off.
Okay, well, that's ridiculous. Obviously, I have balls. I got two big hairy balls. Some would even say too hairy. Okay, there you go. I took my glasses off.
You are so ugly, Cody.
Dude, you look like a puffer fish.
You look like your name's Ted and you sit outside of school in a white van.
Did your mom drink while she was pregnant with you?
I'll have you know, my mom didn't even know she was pregnant for the first 5 months. So yeah, she drunk and partied a little bit. And then she stopped after she found out, after she celebrated a little more. But look, can we just play now?
Is your phone going off?
Yeah, my mom has a tracker on my glasses that tells her when I take them off.
But why?
I don't know, I just have to answer this. Okay, guys, I'm answering the phone. Now shut up, I don't want my mom to know we're playing with Nerf guns. Hey, Mom. Cody, why did you take your glasses off? I just took them off for a second to clean them. Cody, you've had your glasses off for several seconds. Wait, there's a timer on the tracker? Yes, Cody, now put your glasses back on. I will, Mom. And how are your hemorrhoids doing? What the fine, Mom, just shut up.
Hey, Joseph, we should make moaning noises into the phone to make his mom think he's doing something weird.
Oh, yeah, dude, let's totally do it. Oh, Cody, oh, yeah, oh.
Oh, no, Uncle, get out of my room. No, you can't come in here. Please, no, no, stop it. No, not my pants, please. Look, I don't care how many fun toys you get me. No, me, no.
Cody, what was that? I don't know, but it made me sad. Cody, put your glasses back on. Okay, Mom, damn. Look, guys, we gotta hurry up and play. My mom's gonna call me back.
Oh, let's play.
Ow, Jesus Christ, dear God, brother,
God,
God, son of a big hairy in my eye. Well, Junior, why did you do that?
Where did I shoot you at?
Right in the eye. Call a doctor.
Okay, I'll call a doctor. Can I use your phone?
Yes, fine, use a phone.
Why is it sticky?
I'm
using my phone.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Jesus, could you get that camera out of my face? Thank you. Did somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. I accidentally shot my friend in the eye with a Nerf gun.
Jesus, what did you shoot him in both eyes? But, buddy, how many times do I have to tell you to back up? Oh my God, amateurs. Did you shoot him in both eyes multiple times? Why are his eyes so swollen?
He always looks like that.
Oh, you poor bastard. Am I gonna be okay? Well, I think you're gonna have a hard time finding dates, but can you see?
Yeah?
I think you're gonna be just fine. But you kids really should have been using eye protection.
That's what I said, but then they said no balls.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. I know how that goes. One time I was doing a surgery, and the nurse said, no balls, you won't do the surgery blindfolded. So I did, and the guy died. But, I mean, it was a tonsillectomy, so he's pretty much going to die anyway, right? Like, a life without tonsils? What kind of life is that? I mean, don't talk to me if you don't have tonsils, right? Oh, man, I bully people who don't have tonsils. Don't let me catch you without your tonsils. I'm going to throw a party, and it's going to be a tonsils-only party. And there's going to be a bouncer outside. When you walk up, he's going to say, say ah, and if you don't have your tonsils, you're getting thrown out of the party. Tonsils rule!
Okay, guys, let's play for real this time, and do not shoot me in the eye again.
How can we not, dude? Your eyes cover a majority of your face.
Well, just don't shoot me in the face.
That's too many rules. Let's play.
Oh, God, mother, right in my f***ing eye. God, son of a...
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Oh, we're playing with Nerf guns.
Oh, can I play?
Well, we only have three, so ooh, you should ask your dad to buy you a Nerf gun.
Okay, I will.
Oh, my eye. Ow. Ow.
Hey, Daddy. Ooh, Daddy.
Jeffy, stop talking to me like that.
Daddy, can you buy me some Nerf guns?
What, no, Jeffy, I've bought you plenty of Nerf guns in the past.
Well, those are old and I lost all the bullets.
Well, I'm sorry, that's not my problem.
But Daddy, I need a new Nerf gun right now because all my friends are playing Nerf guns.
Okay, look, I don't have a reason to go to the store. I'm not going to the store just to buy you a Nerf gun.
Well, I think you need headache medicine.
Why?
Ow, Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because I want Nerf guns.
Oh, okay, fine. Now I'm going to go to the store, buy headache medicine and you a dumb Nerf gun.
Thanks, Daddy.
All right, Jeffy, there's your dumb Nerf gun. Now leave me alone.
What the hell's that, Daddy?
It's the Nerf gun you wanted me to go to the store to get you.
That's not a Nerf gun. That's a Zuru X-Shot. What even is that?
It was cheaper, and they're all the same, Jeffy.
They're not the same, Daddy. I need to have the Nerf gun, the official Nerf gun.
No, Jeffy, look, this one's called a Zuru X-Shot. Doesn't that sound a lot cooler? Like, X-Shot.
I'm going to get made fun of for having this, Daddy.
No, look at the kid on the box. He looks like he's going to grow up and be a cool kid. And look, the bullets are black. And look, the gun, it has a skull on it. Ooh, that's pretty badass if you ask me. And your friends, they're going to say you're one cool bean.
One cool bean.
Yep, that's what they're going to call you. So look, go play with it.
All right, Daddy, they better say I'm one cool bean.
That's exactly what they're going to say. That's what all the kids are saying.
All right, guys, the bean is here.
The bean?
Yeah, I like flicking the bean and eating vagine.
All right.
Whoa, Jeffy, what kind of gun is that?
It's a Zuru X-Shot.
Wait, it's not a Nerf gun?
No, my daddy couldn't afford a Nerf gun because he hates me, so he bought me this piece of shit.
Oh, dude, it looks so cool and green. Can we trade?
Sure.
Ooh, yeah.
Be careful. She's loaded.
Oh, dude, this is awesome. I wonder how fast it shoots.
That sound brings back good memories.
But, Jeffy, are you okay?
He shot that Nerf bullet down my throat!
Okay, guys, I don't think we should play Nerf guns anymore. It's too dangerous. Let's all just get into bed and cuddle. Actually, you still might get something shot in your eye.
Well, Jeffy, you should go tell your dad that you swallowed a Nerf bullet.
Okay, Junior. Daddy?
Wait, Jeffy, what do you want?
Don't get mad, but I was playing Nerf guns with my friends.
Spit it out!
And
And Joseph accidentally shot me in the mouth with a Nerf gun, and I swallowed the bullet.
What, you swallowed a Nerf bullet, Jeffy?
On accident?
Well, now we have to call a doctor.
Why? Do you think I'm going to die?
Well, no, I just don't want the Nerf bullet to, like, turn sideways and clog your intestines, and you get constipated to death, or... I'm gonna call the doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. So my son swallowed a Nerf.
Hold on. Back up. Back up. What? Okay, that's it.
Come on.
Ow, geez. You need to get your shit together, man. You don't know what you're doing.
I'm just trying to do my job.
Well, do it better, okay? Pick up that camera. Pick it up. Okay. Now back up. You see? Right there. You don't get any closer than that.
Okay.
Jesus. I'm sorry, man. That guy's been pissing me off all day. So what do you need?
So my son, he swallowed a Nerf bullet.
Oh, that's fine. That happens.
Wait, so, like, you don't have to do surgery to get it out or anything?
Oh, no. He should poop it out in a couple days, as long as it was just a normal Nerf bullet.
Well, that's all it was. No, Daddy, tell him what you did. Tell him how poor you are.
Okay, it wasn't a Nerf bullet. It was an off-brand, like, Zuru X-Shot bullet.
What? It was off-brand?
Yeah, it wasn't a Nerf bullet, but they're all the same thing, right?
No. This is very bad. Hold on. Okay, answer this very carefully. Did the Nerf bullet look like this, because this is a normal Nerf bullet, or did it look like this?
Can I see the other one again?
Okay, was it this, a normal Nerf bullet, or was it this?
It was that one.
Oh, no, that's bad. That's very, very bad.
Why is this one bad?
Because it's black.
Why is it being black bad?
But is it not? Black is beautiful. It's my favorite color, actually. But no, this one's black because it has lead in it. See, it was made in a cheap Chinese factory where they make the off-brand Nerf bullets, so it has lead in it. So he's going to get lead poisoning if he eats it.
Well, he swallowed one.
That's not good. We need him to throw that up, because if it hits his digestive system, the lead's going to get into his bloodstream, then it's going to get into his heart, then he's going to have lead heart, and he's going
to
die.
Oh, no. Jeffy, you have to throw up right now. You have to throw up or you're going to die. Just please. Jeffy, just try to throw up for me. Just please. Just throw up.
I don't know how to throw up, Daddy.
Okay, just open your mouth and make noises like bleh, bleh, bleh.
Ah!
No, Jeffy, try harder. Try to throw up harder.
Ah!
Oh, he doesn't know how to throw up. Can you help him?
Okay, I have a trick that models use sometimes. Just stick your finger down your throat to try to make yourself throw up.
You want me to choke on your fingers, Daddy?
Okay, that's gross. I don't really want to do it now. Just
well, no. Just tell him how to do it.
Just try to throw up. Throw up. Yeah, your fin is beautiful, you little piggy. Yeah, that's it. Throw it up. Throw up all that nasty food and get thin.
Okay.
It's not working.
Yeah, it works when models do it. Okay, I have an idea. Hold on. Okay, this will definitely make Jeffy throw up.
It's just an empty jar.
Ah, it may look empty, but there's something in there.
What?
My fart. My big, loud, stinky fart.
Wait, what are you, five?
No, look, I grabbed an empty jar, I sat on it, I blew ass in there, and I slapped the lid on real quick before it could escape. Hey there, little fart. I got you, little rascal. You might fart.
There's no way this is gonna work.
It's gonna work. I did it all the time in college. Look, all Jeffy has to do is take the lid off and then sniff my fart really hard. It'll make him throw up.
All right, Jeffy, take the lid off and smell his fart.
All right.
Why are you drinking my fart?
Because it smells good. Smells like beef and cheese.
Oh, okay. Now I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
Oh, hey, look, your stupid fart thing didn't work. Jeffy, let go of the fart. Stop drinking the fart.
Okay. I have another idea that'll definitely make him throw up.
Jeffy, stop smelling that.
Boom. Got him Burger King. That'll make him throw up.
Burger King?
Yep, it's disgusting. I mean, I used to love it as a kid, but now as an adult, I get food poisoning every time.
Well, I like Burger King. Hence the crown.
My liege.
Wait, Jeffy, you like Burger King?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not gonna make him throw up.
Oh, man.
We gotta think of something. Come on, doctor, the lead poisoning's gonna kill him. We'll make him throw up.
Hold on. I just gotta dig in my ass and think for a second.
Wait, what? You're digging in your butt?
It helps me think. Oh, I have an idea. Jeffy, smell this.
Yummy! Here, you want to smell mine?
No, I'm good. Does it really smell good?
No, it's not good. Marvin, you want to whip?
Everyone stop smelling their butts. Listen, we got to find a way to make Jeffy throw up, because if he dies of lead poisoning, it's going to be my fault. Listen, because I bought him this stupid toy. We got to think.
Well, I mean, you're his dad, so what usually makes him throw up?
Green beans! You hate green beans, right, Jeffy?
Yeah.
Okay, we gotta get green beans.
Well, do you have any green beans?
No. And we didn't think of the ending before we started filming, and it's midnight, so nothing's open. We can't buy any green beans right now.
Well, I mean, I have this. I don't know if it helps.
What, a printed out picture of green beans? You just have this?
Yeah, I just keep it on me in case of emergencies.
Jeffy, look at the picture.
I hate green beans, Daddy!
I think it's working.
What?
I think he's gonna throw it. Hey, he threw it up.
Yeah, he threw it up.
We did.
No lead poisoning tonight. We on a diet.
All right, Jeffy, shut up.
All right, so we threw it up. All right, Jeffy, so you learned not to eat Nerf bullets, right?
Yeah, but you gotta stop buying all the poor brand.
Yeah, I mean, he can eat Nerf bullets, just not those. Hey, don't really eat Nerf bullets. Back it up. I'm trying to tell them, don't eat Nerf bullets.
Yeah, don't eat them. This is a joke. But anyway, Jeffy, yeah. Okay, fine, I won't buy you the off-brand anymore. I'll actually buy you Nerf brand from now on.
Good. Hey, guys, do you guys have your tonsils?
I have mine.
Well, I got mine removed when I was 13.
Loser! Tonsil-less loser! What a loser. All right, I'm going to take off.
Hello?
Is Cody here?
Cody, your mom's here.
Hey, Mom. Cody, why are your glasses off? Oh, no, I forgot to put them back on. Cody, that's it. Your little tushy's grounded. Come on, you little bug-eyed freak. We're going home.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
You guys want to go bow tie shopping with me? I think I'm going to get a tie instead of a bow tie.
So, guys, it's my birthday tomorrow.
Okay. That's great.
Just random.
Happy birthday, I guess.
Okay. Wait, don't tell me happy birthday now. You have to save it for tomorrow. I just want to remind you guys of my birthday tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'm saying happy birthday, so that's great.
Just trying to be prepared, you know?
Yeah.
So you guys going to give me a gift or what?
Probably, it's your birthday. Right. That's typically what happens.
Okay. Hopefully it's not too expensive.
Well, let me give you guys some suggestions of what I want. There's only one thing I want.
Okay.
I want the iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabytes.
That's not happening.
You're not going to get it from us, dude.
Wait, why?
It's way too expensive, Junior. It's like $2,000.
Okay, but I need it. I want the new iPhone for my birthday. It's the only thing I want.
Why do you want it so bad?
Because I want the newest phone. Mine's old.
But that's the 16, right?
Yeah, there's a 16 Pro Max 1 terabyte. I want the iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabytes.
There's nothing wrong with that damn phone.
It only has 1 terabyte. I want 2 terabytes.
You need an extra terabyte.
Because it's 2 terabytes. That's so much storage. You know what stuff you can put on 2 terabytes?
Well, how much stuff do you have on the 1 terabyte you already have?
I mean, a lot. I mean, I haven't filled up the 1 terabyte.
Okay, so why do you think you're going to fill another whole terabyte?
I just want it in case I need it. It's like having a gun in America. You might not ever need it, but if you ever do need it, at least you have it.
But you're not even using the gun you already have.
Right. Oh, I am using it. I have every season of SpongeBob downloaded.
Okay, so why do you need another terabyte of SpongeBob?
In case they release more seasons?
Ginny, that's stupid. We're not doing that.
Come on, guys. I want the iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabytes, and if you're going to get it for me and you go to the store, do not get me anything less than the 2 terabytes. If you give me the 1 terabyte, I'm not even going to fucking use it, because why would I keep the same storage I have on this one?
But Junior, you already have 1 terabyte and you're happy with your current phone.
I'm not happy now that I know there's a new one with a more storage.
Seems like you just want a really expensive gift.
No, I want the newest iPhone. Guys, I'm turning 17 tomorrow, the big 1-7.
No one ever says that. No.
And the iPhone 17 came out near my 17th birthday, so I'm supposed to get the iPhone 17 when I turn 17. What are the chances of the coincidence of that?
I mean, it happens every year. You had an iPhone 16 when you turned 16.
Right, that means I'm supposed to get the new iPhone every year for my birthday, so I just want the newest, biggest, best one. I won't accept anything less. And if you get me the iPhone 17 Pro Max 256 gigabytes, you might as well just throw it out the fucking window, because it's going to be a brick.
Wow, picky as fuck.
Sounds like you're not getting anything either way, then.
Right. Wait, so you guys aren't going to get me the new iPhone?
No, we just said we're not going to do that.
Oh, I get it. I get what you guys are doing. You're going to tell me you can't get it, so that at my party tomorrow, I'm going to be disappointed the whole day and be like, oh, they didn't get it for me. At the very end, you're going to pull out a box and say, never mind, Junior, we got it for you. Oh, you guys are the best.
No, we're just not going to get it. No.
Oh, no, I'll play along. Oh, guys, you really can't get it for me? Darn, my birthday's going to suck tomorrow.
It will, because we can't get it.
Right. Dude, you have a whole dad. Why don't you ask your dad?
Oh. Yeah, ask your dad. Why do you have to ask us?
Oh, I asked my dad, too, and he said no. So I think you guys are all in on it. I asked Chef Hebe, I asked my dad, I asked you guys, and you're all saying no. That means you all are going to put your money together to get it for me. You guys are so cool. Oh, God. Okay, you guys, go leave. You're ruining it. I'll see you at my party tomorrow. And I know you're not going to get it for me, right?
I'm not.
Oh,
at all.
Oh, darn it. Oh, darn, it's going to suck. All right, go.
It's going to suck when you don't open any gifts with a phone in it.
I have the best friends and family ever. I can't wait. Oh, I'm going to go to bed. So I can get my new iPhone tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Junior!
Oh, wow, you guys shouldn't have. Oh, look at the balloons and look at the cake. Oh, you know what would make this birthday perfect? If I got an iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabytes.
Junior, I told you we did not have the money for a damn iPhone 2 to whatever terabyte fucking phone.
I hear you. Wink, wink.
No winking. We didn't get it.
Yeah, sure you guys didn't. All right, let's enjoy the party, and then you guys can pull it out at the end and act like y'all didn't get it for
me.
We're not gonna pull out a damn iPhone, Junior. I told you, we don't have it.
Oh, look at this cake. Ooh, let me guess the flavor. I think it's iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 TB flavor.
Damn it, that's not a cake flavor.
It's not a fucking flavor.
And then look at all those presents. I bet an iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 TB could fit in any of those packages.
It could, but it's not gonna fucking fit in there because I didn't get it. Look, go and look at the fucking clown and I've got you. Look, over there.
Happy birthday, kid. You wanna see the new balloon animal I can make?
The iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 TB?
No, it's either an intestine or a dick. Oh no, I need meth money.
See, happy birthday!
Oh, can you make me a balloon animal, a specific one?
Gee, no.
I want an iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 TB.
No, only intestines or dick.
He only makes two balloon sizes, okay?
Okay, well, you know what, guys? I think we should get to the presents. And I want that one right there, because it looks like an iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 TB would fit in that.
Look, we're going to open up the damn presents. You're going to be grateful for what you get, goddammit.
Oh, man, guys, it's Finn. You got me the iPhone Air? Oh, I'd be so pissed.
You ungrateful bastard.
A sticky hand.
Yeah, a sticky-ass hand for a sticky-ass boy.
This is the shittiest pizza I've ever had.
I don't think that's pizza. Look, I went all out for that damn gift. You're welcome.
What? Oh, I get it. You guys got me shitty-ass gifts because at the end you're going to pull out the iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 TB.
That gift is not shitty! I spent a lot of money on that. You know I don't get paid a lot.
So, Joseph, what'd you get me?
I got you that gift right over there, the polka dot one.
All right, let me grab it. iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 TB. Oh, I can't wait to see what it is. An iPhone 17?
Not at all. That's not what that is, Junior. That's a basketball.
This iPhone bounces. This is my favorite basketball. I stole it out of Target, and I got it just for you, broski. My boy.
Any fucking way. What'd you get me, Cody?
Screw you. Oh, that was rude. I don't think you're going to like mine either.
Well, that's a big iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 TB. Probably all the terabytes.
Yeah.
What is this?
Alien Vision, Junior. You put on the goggles and you can see aliens and then you can blast them back to Zargon.
How much you pay for this?
Like $30.
Okay, so you wasted $30 that could have went towards my iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 TB?
Well, I didn't get that, so...
You still did. Okay. Now I see one last box, and that must be the big kapooey.
The big kapooey? What?
That must be my iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 TB, right?
Damn it, Junior. Just give up on that damn iPhone. Look, it's from your dad. You know he didn't get that for you.
So bring it over here. I know my dad did. My pops wouldn't disappoint me. All right, so you guys don't think this is it?
No.
You obviously don't know your dad if you don't think he'll disappoint you.
All right. One of my old dinosaur toys.
Be grateful, you fucker!
Thanks, Dad. Well, guys, now that my birthday's officially shitty, where's my iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 TB?
Well, your birthday's gonna stay shitty because we didn't get one.
I told you we didn't have the damn budget for it, Junior.
Oh, wait. Shit, Pee-Pee, it's in the pinata, isn't it? Let me bust it open.
No, you break the damn iPhone. It's not an iPhone in the damn pinata.
Oh, right, take the iPhone out so I don't break it.
There's not an iPhone in there.
Yeah, we didn't even put candy in there.
Wait. Oh, you guys are so clever. You put my iPhone in the cake?
No, we really didn't.
Like a stripper?
It'll be a waste of cake.
Stripper. No, where's the iPhone?
What are you doing? Go to ruin the cake.
There's an iPhone.
Fight for that shit.
There's an iPhone in here.
There's not an iPhone in there.
There's not an iPhone?
No!
What? So then, okay, guys, if you got me the iPhone 17 Pro Max 1 TB, I'll still take it.
We didn't get you any terabytes.
What? 500 gigabytes?
No!
No gigabytes either.
Not 500, not 256, none of that shit.
Okay, you got me the iPhone Air. I'll take that, too.
We didn't get you a phone.
We didn't have the budget for it, Junior.
You guys didn't get me an iPhone 17.
No, we told you we didn't.
All right, guys. Cut it out. Stop playing. Junior, I actually did go to the store and get you an iPhone 17.
No fucking way.
You did?
Yep. Happy birthday. 17 eyes on that motherfucker.
What? Sure, baby, that's just my old phone with 17 googly eyes on it.
Yeah, that's awesome. iPhone 17, that's what you asked for, right?
I don't want 17 googly eyes on my phone, I want the new iPhone 17!
Look at this crybaby ass boy. Crying over a damn phone. Hey, let's light these candles so we can wish happy birthday to the little punk.
Alright, everybody, let's sing happy birthday to the crybaby ass boy! Happy birthday to the crybaby ass boy! Happy birthday to the white ass boy! Happy birthday to the punk ass boy! Happy birthday to you!
Alright, now blow out your candles and make a wish.
I just wanted an iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 TB.
Junior, we're not made of money.
I told you we're not a bank, Junior!
That's it? I wish I had a friend that was made of money!
Hey, kids, it's your favorite guy made out of money, Money Pants McGee.
Fucking what?
Money Pants McGee?
Yep, that's me, Money Pants McGee. When you're with Money Pants McGee, money's all you see. A dollar bill or three, Money Pants McGee.
He has his own theme song?
Of course he does. He's Money Pants McGee. Hey, Money Pants McGee, I want the iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabytes, but it costs $2,000. Can you help me get it?
Of course I can. I'm Money Pants McGee. And when you're with me, everything is free.
This is the coolest birthday ever! All right, Money Pants McGee, let's go buy me the iPhone 17!
All right!
What the fuck? That was fucking weird, right? Like, you guys saw that? I didn't imagine it.
You didn't imagine it, dude.
Hey there! Welcome to the Apple Store. Can I interest you in a MacBook or maybe an iPad?
Actually, I'd like an iPhone 17 Pro Max with 2 terabytes of storage, please.
Whoa, slow down, champ. Those are really expensive. They're like $2,000. What, are you made of money?
Actually, I am.
Whoa, what the fuck is that?
This is Money Pants McGee. He's made of money.
Does anyone have change? For me.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah, he is. So I'd like the iPhone 17 Pro Max 2 terabyte storage, please.
Okay, that'll be $2,000.
All right, Money Pants, pay him.
Oh, well, I don't actually have money. I am money.
So how are we going to pay him the $2,000?
Oh, that's easy. You just have to rip off my flesh.
Wait. We just rip your skin off?
Yeah.
Okay, you sure?
Oh yeah.
All right. Rip the
$2,000. Rip him, then. Just... Kid, are you sure about this?
Yeah, keep ripping. I want the phone.
Ow, okay, it's popping off in chunks.
It hurts so bad.
Keep ripping. Rip harder. Get a dick skin.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, guys. Look, 2 terabytes of storage. Crazy. And look at the hump on the back. It's so big. Why do they do that? I don't know. Battery life, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, that's really cool. So how much space have you used?
Storage on my 2 terabytes? Let me check. 159 gigabytes.
Oh, so the 256 would have been enough.
As if. No, there's no way in hell I need the 2 terabytes.
No, it literally would have been. What? You haven't even used that much yet.
Well, because I haven't downloaded stuff yet, Cody. I just got the goddamn thing. Let me have fun with it first. Damn.
Okay, where's Money Pants McGee?
Oh, he's dead.
What?
Yeah, he's dead. Listen, he was made of money. He didn't have money, so I had to rip his body apart to pay for the iPhone.
You ripped him apart?
Well, yeah, the iPhone was like $2,000 plus AppleCare, and like his body was only worth about $3,000, like his intestines and everything. So we had to rip off all his limbs and his arms and his eyes and his heart and... You know, after all that, there's probably a few $100 left over, but I pre-ordered next year's iPhone.
You didn't think about breaking bread with a nigga?
Well, listen, Money Pants McGee poops money, but he told me he only poops about $1 a day, and I don't have 3,000 days to wait. The iPhone 20 will be out by then.
So, you killed a man for a phone you're only going to use for like a year?
Oh, hold on. Once it hits 2 terabytes, maybe the next one have 4 terabytes. Oh my God, 4 terabytes, can you imagine? Oh! Yeah, but anyway, this is the best birthday ever. So guys, check this out. If you look really closely, you can see the 2 terabytes. I think you can.
I don't see shit.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Me too.
You want to go play basketball?
We did that yesterday, dude.
We can pick our noses.
I can't reach my nose.
I said arg.
Cody, why are you dressed like a pirate?
Well, guys, I want a free pirate cruise for me and my 3 best buds.
What's a pirate cruise?
Well, that's why you dress up like a pirate and you get on a boat.
How'd you win that?
Well, I ate the most parrots in under a minute at the live parrot eating contest.
You ate a live parrot?
I ate 3 live parrots.
No ketchup, no mustard?
Nope, raw parrots.
What? Jesus.
You didn't eat 3 live parrots in under a minute.
Yes, I did. I have the video right here.
Wow, look at this young man go. He's on his 3rd parrot.
Hurry up and die, parrot. Eat me.
Yeah, it's pretty graphic, but I sure can scarf down some birds.
Isn't that wrong, Cody?
Well, you eat chicken, don't you?
Yeah, but it's cooked.
What, you guys are telling me you've never eaten live chicken? Oh, you guys are missing out. It's the best. When they're gobbling for their life and pecking at you, yeah, there's nothing like choking down some cock. Chicken's pretty good, too, though.
Well, Cody, what 3 friends are you going to take with you on your pirate cruise?
Well, the 3 friends I have right here in front of me. Jesse, Joseph, and Ken.
Why Ken?
Well, these guys like pirate stuff and you don't. Like, Ken likes getting pegged, and Joseph knows all the words to every Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Never seen one of them.
And Jesse likes booty.
Sure do.
Well, I want to go on the pirate cruise. Leave Ken behind.
No, I'm sorry, Junior. You're just not pirate material.
What can I prove to you that I'm a pirate?
Well, I did get a parrot to go from the competition.
Eat me!
Yeah, if you can eat this parrot in under a minute, you'll be a real pirate.
Can I use ketchup or mustard?
Nope, you gotta eat him raw.
Eat me, pussy!
Yeah, eat him, Junior. He wants to die.
Where do I start? Where do I bite?
Oh, the eyeball is my favorite part.
Oh, yeah!
I don't know, Cody.
See, he likes it.
Okay, I'll...
Well, Ginny ate the whole thing, bones and all. The way it's supposed to be eaten.
You want me to pick that up?
Yeah, please. It's, you know what? Leave it. Anyway, congratulations. You can go on the pirate cruise with us.
Okay.
Aren't you happy?
Yeah.
Well, guys, you all have to dress up like pirates for the pirate cruise.
Oh, dude, I already got an outfit picked out.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have a pirate outfit, but I could dress up like Peter Pan.
But, Junior, you're going to dress like Peter Pan on the pirate cruise?
Well, I mean, I don't know how to get a pirate outfit, and I already have Peter Pan.
Okay, fine, whatever. Look, the cruise is tomorrow, and I'll meet you guys on the boat.
Your hat.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to need that for the cruise.
You didn't even tell us where the boat is.
Yeah, what boat? What time? How?
I guess we'll figure it out, dude.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Jesus. All right, guys, welcome to the pirate cruise. I'm your captain, and I'm a buccaneer. Yar! You get it? I didn't have a pirate costume. Okay, you guys want a pirate cruise, so I'm going to be sailing you around the seven seas looking for a party and maybe some booty. You guys into chicks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, fat ones.
Not really. Okay, well, I'm going to be sailing you guys around. You guys just have fun and try to stay away from the back of the boat, okay? I don't want you guys falling out. Kid, what are you supposed to be? You don't look like a pirate.
I'm dressed like Peter Pan.
Dude, you're definitely an elf.
Yeah, you look like an elf.
It's the only thing I had that looked like Peter Pan.
Okay, well, you kids just have fun, and I'm going to go drive the boat.
All right, kids, hold on. I'm about to floor this bitch. Screw boat of safety. If there's any kids under this boat, they're about to get chopped up by the propellers. Beep, beep. Let's go.
Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Where did all the hoes go?
I love this pirate cruise, Cody.
Man, it is windy out here. Come on, Joseph. Let's go get some Capri Sun.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Hey, Junior, I found this froggy float. You should get in with me.
Oh, hell yeah. Froggy float. It's so much fun. Whoa. Jenny, we fell off the boat. Help. Help!
Yar!
Hey, dude, where's the Capri Suns? I know you got some.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have Capri Suns because pirates don't have Capri Suns. I mean, I have alcohol. I'm not really supposed to have it, but I won't tell if you guys don't.
Oh, no, Jimmy! They don't hear us! Now we're stuck! What are we gonna do?
Arg!
Arg! I love this ship!
Wait, dude, where's Junior and Tempe?
I don't know.
Yar! Anything you need, Captain? Bring me Peter Pan. Thank you. Now I can finish me peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Could you actually open it for me? It's hard with my hook hand. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, and could you actually take that little lid off, too? That's kind of rough. I couldn't really. Yeah. Thank you. That's good. That's good. Yes, that's perfect. You know what? Actually, on second thought, could you actually just make the rest of me sandwich for me? Yeah, I'll go look around the ship. Look around the ship. Thank you very much. Sometimes the pirate life is not for me.
Yo ho, Captain! So when you gonna let me touch your cannon?
My cannon specifically says, don't touch this cannon or you'll walk the plank.
Come on, I've been a pirate for 2 months. I wanna shoot it. Let me shoot it!
No, only I can touch the cannon.
God, pirate life sucks! Yo ho, Captain! Oh, it's somebody in that damn water!
What, somebody in the water? Is it a mermaid? I'd be lonely.
Ain't no mermaids like that. It's actual people. It look like kids. They're drowning.
With kids? Well, go reel them in. Get the net.
Okay.
Oh, man, Jeffy. They're never gonna find us. We're gonna be stranded here forever.
Pirate ship.
Pirate ship? Hey, a pirate ship! Wait, hey, right here!
All right, Captain, I'm throwing the net! We got him, Captain, we got him!
Bring him on board!
Thank you so much for saving our lives!
Are you boys okay?
Yeah, what y'all doing in that deep-ass water?
Well, we fell off our pontoon boat.
It isn't Peter Pan.
Wait, the boy that took your hand?
It sure be. Oh, I've been waiting for years to get me revenge on you, Peter Pan.
I'm not Peter Pan.
Arrgh!
Oh, good, we rescued one of our fellow pirates. I'll give you all me booty for getting Peter Pan for me.
He's definitely one of us.
Well, but I'm not Peter Pan, though.
Oh, okay, Peter Pan. Well, I have a crocodile on board I've been waiting to feed your hand to. Come on!
What?!
All right, what was your name?
Captain Crunch.
All right, Captain Crunch. I know the sign says don't touch me treasure, but you can touch me treasure because you brought me Peter Pan.
Okay.
Touching the fuck out of it.
Yes, just make sure you don't touch me, Pat Rat Gerald. He's me only friend.
What? Hold on. I've been on this ship for 2 months, and I ain't get the chance to touch this gold.
Well, you're a pirate. I don't trust you around me treasure.
Oh, no, he a pirate, too.
Well, he brought me Peter Pan.
Look, I just gotta ask. Is it because I'm black?
No.
I'm the only black person on this pirate ship, and you won't let me touch the gold.
No, it's not that.
Look, can I play some music then?
Only if it's 100% copyright free.
What? No Drake?
No. See, we're pirates, but we don't pirate music. That would be wrong. You wouldn't download a car, would you?
Oh, I guess not.
Just put on some royalty-free music. And you, Peter Pan, time for you to meet me, Crocodile. All right, Peter Pan, meet Carl, the hand-eating crocodile. Now I want you to feed him your hand like you fed him mine.
I didn't feed him your hand.
Oh, yeah? Then why do I only have one hand?
I bet it hurts to wipe.
Oh, it do. Sometimes it pokes through the toilet paper and I give myself a colonoscopy. But you, Peter Pan, you need to feed him your hand.
But I don't want to.
Do it. Oh, I should have been more clear. Feed him the hand that doesn't have a sword in it.
Get him, Jimmy!
No! First mate Tyrone, help me! Ow!
Nah, you good. I get to touch your treasure now. Touch.
Jimmy, feed the crocodile's other hand!
No, please, that'd be good hand. How would I wipe?
Hey, Jeffy, can you drive this pirate ship and get us home?
Sure can, Junior!
Screw you, Peter Pan! You made me lose me good hand! Now I'm really gonna kill you!
You're not gonna kill me!
Yes, I am! Ow, me good eye!
Jeffy, I'm gonna go tie this guy up. You just drive us home.
All right, Junior!
Order! I am Judge Boober. Today we will be hearing the case of Captain Hook, who is being accused of kidnapping a child and then trying to feed said kidnapped child's hand to a crocodile to get his glorious revenge. Captain Hook, you do realize that the year is 2023 and pirates are not really a thing anymore, so what the hell were you doing? Why?
Because Peter Pan fed me hand to a crocodile.
Well, now both me hands, actually.
Very interesting. Peter Pan, is this true? Did you feed both of Captain Hook's hands to a crocodile?
I'm not Peter Pan. My name's Junior. I'm just in a Peter Pan costume.
Oh, shit. Wrong Peter Pan. Well, you still fed me other hand to a crocodile, and you hit me in the eye. So I hate you just as much as the other Peter Pan.
So, Junior, not Peter Pan, I guess now you are being charged with feeding Captain Hook's hands to a crocodile.
But I did that in self-defense.
But I saved you and your friend from the ocean. You could have drowned.
Wait, hold on. Captain Hook, you saved Peter Pan's life, but not Peter Pan. And then you tried to feed his hand to a crocodile? I don't understand.
When I saved him, I didn't realize he was Peter Pan, and then I realized he was Peter Pan, even though he's not really Peter Pan, so I tried to feed his hand to a crocodile back when I thought that he was the real Peter Pan, which he's not.
Okay, this shit doesn't make sense. Are there any witnesses who saw what happened that could tell me what the fuck is going on?
Me! I was there. I saw the whole thing. It was self-defense, and Captain Hook is racist. He wouldn't let me touch his gold or his cannon.
Well, it's not a racist thing. It's a pirate thing. It's me cannon and me gold. I don't let anyone touch me cannon and me gold.
Except for that crack ass you saved from the ocean. You let him touch all the gold. I've been there for 2 months and ain't got to touch it.
Okay. Hold on. How about this? This sounds like something I don't care about anymore. Captain Hook, you lost both of your hands, which seems like punishment enough. And you are dressed like Peter Pan, but you're not Peter Pan, so I order you to take that off, because that seems like where we got confused and started losing hands, so get rid of that. I do order Captain Hook to get rid of that crocodile, because that seems like a liability, and I still don't understand how you have a pirate ship in 2023. That still doesn't make sense to me. I don't really know where we go from here. I'm gonna dismiss the whole case. You know, I don't really know who's in trouble, so case dismissed. I don't really know what the punishment is, so I think we can go home. I want to bang this one more time, just to clear the air. There we go, that feels good. I feel like we're done. We can go home now.
Man, what do you think happened to Joseph and Jeffy?
You're Joseph.
Shit, what do you think happened to Junior and Jeffy? Do you think they got lost at sea?
Aye, the sea be a cruel mistress. But seriously, though, I am pretty worried. I'm so worried I haven't even touched my parrot I ordered from Uber Eats.
Eat me, Daddy.
I will later.
Hey, guys.
Junior, you're alive!
Dude, what happened?
Well, me and Jeffy fell off the boat, and then Captain Hook saved us, and he thought I was Peter Pan because I was dressed like Peter Pan, so he tried to feed my hand to a crocodile because apparently Peter Pan fed his hand to a crocodile, but then I fought back and fed his other hand to a crocodile, and then we went to court.
What? I'm so confused.
That's what the judge said.
Arr, I'm here to get me revenge. I'll kill all of you. Captain Hook!
What are you doing here? The judge said just forget about it.
Wait a minute. Is that Patches?
Captain Hook!
Oh, Patches, I missed you so much. I'll tell you what. If you let me have me pet parrot Patches back, I won't kill all of you.
Okay, you can have him.
Oh, come on, Patches!
You couldn't think of an ending, could you?
No.
It's game 7 of the NBA Finals, and all Jimmy has to do is hit the game-winning shot. We win the championship!
But, Boy, I thought you hated Jimmy Butler. You're so back and forth. I love him, I hate him. I love him, I hate him.
I freaking love this man. He's the GOAT, Aaron. Ooh, look at Jimmy Butler go!
2 seconds left of the NBA Finals. Back to Jimmy. They shoot for the win. Bang, bang. Holy daddy fuck. Jimmy Butler just won the NBA Finals for the Miami Heat.
He fucking did it, Aaron. He did it. I fucking love this man. Jimmy.
Boynie, stop it!
Jimmy, he actually did it, Karen. He won the championship.
Boynie, you're having that dream again.
Wait, what month is it?
January.
Oh, I should have known it was just a dream. Jimmy Butler's never going to win a championship with the Miami Heat.
Boynie, stop monologuing. I'm trying to sleep.
I just don't get it, Karen. Why does he love coffee so much? He gets paid $150 million to play basketball, and all he can care about is coffee.
I know, Boynie.
Like, imagine somebody was paying you $150 million to bake cakes, and then you signed that contract and said, you know what? I don't want to bake cakes. I want to drink hot cocoa.
Boynie, you're babbling. Go to sleep.
You're right, Karen. I just need something to distract me. I'm going to watch ESPN.
Breaking news, MK. Jimmy Butler has been suspended from the Miami Heat because he's focused more on coffee than basketball. Here's what he said at his press conference.
I want out of the Miami Heat. They don't like coffee as much as I do, and they don't support my coffee dreams. Everyone say it with me. Coffee. Coffee.
Oh, God damn it, Jimmy!
What is wrong now, Boynie?
He went and got himself suspended for 7 games because he won't stop talking about coffee.
Well, good. I'm tired of hearing you complain.
But now the Miami Heat's thinking about trading him to another team. I don't know what team would even want him. The Milwaukee Bucks, just because their name rhymes with Starbucks and their colors are kind of similar?
Boynie, if he gets traded to another team, it's not your problem anymore.
But the Miami Heat's gonna suck without Jimmy.
They already suck, Boynie.
Well, at least now we make it to the playoffs and then suck. Without him, we're not even gonna make it to the playoffs. We'll just suck. I gotta find a way to stop him from getting traded.
And how are you gonna do that, Boynie?
Well, I've already tried talking to him. I think drinking all that caffeine's done something to his brain. He's like actually crazy now. He's obsessed with coffee. I think I'm gonna invite him over.
And how are you gonna get him to come over here?
I've seen Looney Tunes, Karen. I know how to trap someone.
Boynie, what the hell is this?
It's a classic cartoon box trap, Karen. See, I put a cup of coffee in there, so whenever Jimmy smells it and comes up to try to sip it, I just pull the string and we drop the box on him and trap him.
Smell it, Boynie! Ridiculous! What are you talking about? This stuff only works in cartoons. There's no way he's gonna smell this coffee all the way to Miami, instantly get to our door and get trapped in your box.
But he has coffee senses, Karen. He's like Spider-Man, but instead of spider senses, he has coffee senses. See, drinking so much caffeine has mutated his brain into some kind of coffee-smelling organism.
Oh my God, Karen, look! The coffee, it's gone!
But Boynie, where'd it go?
I don't know. Wait, what the hell is it?
Jimmy Butler!
God damn it, Karen, we were too busy arguing and Jimmy Butler drank all the coffee with his big cartoony straw.
But Boynie, how was I supposed to know he'd bring his big cartoony straw with him?
Because I had a big cartoony trap, Karen. It's just Looney Tunes rules. That's how it works. God damn it, we gotta go back to the drawing board.
Okay, Karen, I went to the Acme store and bought this anvil. So whenever Jimmy Butler comes to get his coffee, we're gonna drop it on his head and then a big lump is gonna grow out of it.
Boynie, that's not very nice. What if it hurts his brain?
Believe me, his brain's already been messed up from all the coffee.
Oh my God, Karen, there he is!
Oh no, Karen, he's all geeked from the coffee he already drank. He turned into the Tasmanian devil.
Boynie, what do we do?
Drop it, Karen, drop it.
Damn it, Karen, we were too late. I guess we have to go back to the drawing board.
What drawing board, Boynie? We don't have one of those.
All right, Karen, this is the drawing board.
Boynie, how did you find time to do all this?
I've been thinking about it for a while. But anyway, we already tried the box thing and the anvil thing, so now I want to try to paint a realistic-looking Starbucks on the side of the house, so whenever Jimmy Butler runs up, he smacks right into the wall and he has to peel himself off like a sticker.
Boy, that's gonna take forever to paint! And also, how do you know he's gonna run fast enough at it to go splat on the wall? And besides, Boy, it's dark outside. We might not even see it!
You're right, Karen. Do you know where I can get a piano so I can drop it on his head and whenever he smiles, his teeth are piano keys?
Boy, you already tried dropping something on his head and it didn't work!
Yeah, you're right. I have the perfect idea. I'm gonna go explain it to somebody who can actually help.
Marvin!
What, you don't knock anymore? You just come in my house?
Well, I knock for business, but for goofy fun stuff, I just come right in.
So I'm assuming this is goofy fun stuff?
Yeah, see, Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler, well, I shouldn't say star, or else Jimmy would think I was saying Starbucks and he'd cream his pants. But no, Jimmy Butler got suspended from the Miami Heat for 7 games because he likes coffee too much, so now they're thinking about trading him to a different team, and if they do that, my life is gonna suck. So what I have to do is go back in time to before Jimmy Butler had his first cup of coffee, because that's where he got addicted. So if I can stop him from having that coffee, he'll never get addicted to coffee, and he'll actually play basketball.
Okay, so how do you plan on going back in time?
Well, you've been back in time, right, Marvin?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. You've been back in time plenty of times. Oh, look right here, Marvin, between the couch cushions. Your pocket time machine.
I've never seen that before in my life.
You've been back in time.
Okay, so how are you going to know when Jimmy Butler had his first cup of coffee?
Well, he likes talking about coffee so much, I'm sure he said it. Oh, yeah, right here. So he first started selling coffee back in 2020 during the NBA bubble to other players for $20 a cup. So that means his first cup of coffee must have been sometime in 2019. Oh yeah, right here. It says, in September 18th, 2019, he had his first cup of coffee at a gas station. So now all we have to do is go back in time to that gas station and stop him from having that coffee.
Do you think this will work?
Yeah, it's worth a shot. Well, I shouldn't say shot, or else Jimmy would think I was talking about an espresso shot and he'd cream his pants again. Come on, Marvin, let's go back in time.
Can I go?
No! Fuck you! Come on, Marvin.
Hello, thank you for choosing my gas station. How far may I be to help you today?
What's today's date?
Today is September 18, 2019.
Perfect, we're here on the right day. That means Jimmy Butler should be here any minute.
Excuse me, sorry. Hey, do you have any hot dogs?
In the back by the coffee machine.
Coffee? What's that?
It's like a juice made from beans.
Beans are good for your heart. I gotta try that.
Wait, no, Marvin, come on, let's stop him.
Hot coffee. Coffee. That's a fun word. Coffee. Oh, look, there's a cup right here.
Hey, you don't want to drink that. That's my cup, and I spit when I drink, and I have mouth aids. You definitely don't want to drink that.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just get my own cup.
No, you shouldn't get any coffee. You're a basketball player, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you definitely don't want coffee, because coffee would make you fucking suck at basketball. You'll never win any championships. I mean, you'll go to 2, but you'll never win any.
Well, that sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, trust me, it is a nightmare. You definitely don't want to drink that coffee.
Okay, I won't drink it then. Thanks, mister.
We did it, Marvin! We stopped Jimmy Butler from drinking coffee! Now he won't get addicted!
I can't believe it actually worked. Oh my god, look!
One Mountain Dew, please. You know, it's so yummy, I'm thinking about starting my own soda company.
But coffee is so good, though!
Really? The guy back there told me it was bad.
My friend, you have to try this shit!
Okay. Whoa, what's happening to me? That's the greatest thing I've ever had. Now I think I'm going to start a coffee company and stop playing basketball.
That's the spirit.
No, god damn it, Marvin, we lost him.
Oh my god, well, you already talked to him, he just didn't listen.
Now we have to go back in time to before we talked to him. We have to try again.
Well, how are you going to try again? You already said coffee was bad, he didn't listen.
I think I know what to do, come on. What's today's date?
Today's date is September
18, 2019. Wait, who's that?
Wait, what's going on? Oh, were you guys from the future? You guys did it wrong, so we have to come back and fix it.
Excuse me, do you have any hot dogs?
In the back by the coffee machine.
Coffee? What's that?
It's like a juice made from beans.
Beans are good for your heart. I gotta try that.
Wait, Mr. Jimmy Butler, don't try that coffee.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
But it's made of bean juice.
Yeah, but beans make you fart.
Yeah, and you'll shit your pants on the court like Paul Pierce.
Well, I don't want that.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that.
Okay, well, I guess I'll try something else.
Do you think it worked?
Man, my coffee is so good!
You pour that out. Make sure Jimmy Butler doesn't drink any of that coffee.
So what do we do?
Well, you guys can just go home. We got it from here. Come on, Marvin, let's check on Jimmy.
That coffee smells good! Ooh, my stomach hurt a little bit, though. Oh, I gotta take a shit in the urinal. Can somebody watch my coffee for me, please?
I'll watch it for you.
Yeah, keep an eye on my coffee. I gotta shit in the urinal real quick. But just, could you watch my coffee for me? Let me put the lid on. There you go. Just keep an eye on it while I go shit in this urinal.
That smells good.
Jimmy, don't you fucking dare!
What are you doing?
Stopping you from drinking coffee! Wait, oh no!
Whoa! Good
golly, is that what coffee tastes like? That's the best thing I've ever had. I'm going to start my own coffee company.
No! Martin, we have to go back in time again. Come on!
You guys did it wrong, so now we have to go back and fix it.
Wait, we did it wrong?
Yeah, but that's okay. We're going to do it right this time.
Excuse me, sir. Can I buy this coffee? It's the best thing I've ever had. I'm going to start my own coffee company.
What the fuck? How did it go even worse this time?
We didn't even have a chance to intervene.
I know.
So now we have to go back in time before all of them went back in time.
No, Marvin. Look how crowded it already is. There's going to be like a million of us at this rate. Let's just go back in time to before we decided to go back in time and tell them what to do right so they do it right when they go back in time.
Okay.
Okay, come on. Wait, what the fuck? Why are there so many of us? You told us to go back home.
So we did.
Wait, oh, Marvin, that means we messed up so many times and we just keep telling them to go back home.
Okay, well, I thought we were supposed to go back in time before we ever went back in time.
I don't remember when that was. Marvin, this is getting confusing. Let's just go back to my house.
Whoa, what the hell are you guys doing?
You said to go back to my house.
Well, yeah, I meant my house.
Well, that's my house, too.
Well, I know, but I'm the original, okay? Just my house and Marvin.
What about me?
What? No, I want this Marvin.
Okay, well, then let's just go and leave them. Everyone, if you're not me... Well, me as me, only me.
And nope. Me.
Yeah, no other Marvins, and just this Brooklyn guy. Everyone stay the fuck back.
Everybody stay here. Okay, Marvin, you have to help me find a way to get Jimmy Butler to stop drinking coffee.
Well, why don't you just accept that he likes coffee?
No, damn it, I'm not gonna do that. You don't understand, Marvin. He could be the next Michael Jordan. He's good at basketball when he wants to be. He's just too obsessed with coffee. Marvin, his dream is to sell coffee for $100 a cup. Is he out of his fucking mind? No one's gonna pay that much for coffee, not when Starbucks exists, and Starbucks is crack. No one's gonna pay for his shitty coffee when they can just buy Starbucks for way cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is really ridiculous to pay that much for coffee.
God, I just wish I could grab him and shake him and say, "What the fuck up, Jimmy? Give up the coffee!"
Well, why don't you just talk to him yourself?
I would, but none of my stupid cartoon traps worked.
Well, isn't he right over there?
Hey there, you wanted to talk to me?
Jimmy! Butler!
What did you want to say to me?
Well, Jimmy, I just wanted to say one thing. Please, Jimmy, please, give up the fucking coffee, please. Invest in real estate or stocks or crypto, I don't care. Just please, no more coffee.
But I love coffee.
I know you do, Jimmy, I know. But you can invest in Starbucks because you're definitely never going to beat them.
Well, the heart wants what the heart wants.
But, Jimmy, please don't leave Miami. I love you.
That's your misfortune.
Jimmy, no! Don't go, Jimmy. Where shall I go without you? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
No, Jimmy! No, I'm not going to worry about it today. I'll worry about it tomorrow. After all, tomorrow's another day.
That was from the movie Gone with the Wind. It's like a really old movie. Ask your parents about it. I don't know.
Today I'm going to teach you how to write Chinese cursive. This is the Chinese symbol for cat.
Wait, that's how Chinese people draw cats? Oh god, y'all do need to get y'all eyes fixed.
Yeah, I can't see a cat at all.
No, Joseph, that is not a drawing of a cat. See, us Chinese are so smart that we have to overcomplicate everything. Yeah, we could just say C-A-T, but no, that'd be too easy and the Mongolians would know what we're talking about. See, we have to write whatever the hell that is. So imagine being a baby trying to learn that shit. Alright, ping pong, say whatever the hell that is.
Ha, bing, 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 bong, bing, bow.
Wrong! He's cat! You fail! See, and they say English is the hardest language. You motherfuckers got 26 letters. We got all the hieroglyphics and shapes and symbols and all kinds of shit. But let me show you how to write cat in cursive Chinese. See, start with two lines. Then you do another two line like this. And then you always gotta start in the middle. And then you do right here. And then you go right here. Oh, huh, see, block your ass.
Is he playing tic-tac-toe with himself?
I think so.
Gotta be new.
And then here. And oh, block your ass again, you motherfucker. And right here. And then see, right now, that is a cat, because no one wins.
Come on, teacher, just play a tic-tac-toe with yourself. Let me join at least, dang.
Yeah, I don't understand.
You'll all understand if you try it yourself. So everyone, pull out a sheet of paper and try writing cat in cursive Chinese.
Okay, so basically we just play tic-tac-toe with ourselves.
Yeah, pretty much, dude.
Psst, Junior, I don't have a pencil. Can I borrow one?
Broke it.
Yeah, let me get one.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Jimmy, what the fuck are you doing?
Penelope needed to borrow a pencil.
She has a knife in school.
What did I tell you about talking to other girls?
Annabelle, chill out. Junior's not cheating on you. He just gave me a pencil to use.
I bet you do want his pencil, you slut.
Ew.
Damn, let him nigga breathe. Jesus.
Annabelle, please don't do this. You're embarrassing me.
Oh, I embarrass you now, huh? Well, how about I do something really embarrassing? Come on.
No, 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 no.
So we're just cool with knives in school now, huh? That's just allowed?
All right, Junior. You're going to read this letter about how much you love me to the whole class.
Please don't make me do that. So embarrassing.
Do it.
Oh, Junior wants to practice saying cat and dog in front of the class in Chinese. So remember, Junior, you can either say piang ding dong yao, or you can say food, yummy.
The teacher is right there. Can he really not see the knife? Am I crazy? Is it just me?
Star!
Do I really have to read this?
You better.
Hi, my name is Junior.
We know, nigga.
And I'm dating Annabelle.
Oh, my God. Kill us all.
And she's the most beautiful, perfect, gorgeous girl in the world.
Not a lie, nigga. Come on.
Shut up!
Okay.
And I'm her little cupcake boy, and I love her.
Cupcake boy!
Junior, that's cake! Keep reading.
The little cupcake boy loves his sprinkle kisses. Please let me stop.
Don't stop until I say you can.
If I ever talk to any girls, I'll be a bad marshmallow wuffy boy.
Junior, that's fucking stupid.
Just kill me, just kill me.
No. I want you to suffer of embarrassment. Read!
So please, no girls talk to me, or else Cupcake Boy doesn't get his icing and sprinkles.
Junior, you're so gay.
No,
stop leaving. Junior,
you're so gay.
Stop leaving.
Sprinkles.
I hate my life.
Hey there, birthday cake sprinkle bullshit boy.
Yeah, where's your cone at, South Serve head looking ass?
Guys, stop it.
Junior, I don't know why you would say all that shit in front of the class. I mean, I know she had a knife and she was threatening you, but I would rather die than say that.
Yeah, she would have to murder me, dude. Oh, no way in hell I would get that information out.
Guys, listen. I know it's embarrassing. Can we please just not make fun of me at home? This is the only place I'm safe from being made fun of.
Oh, there he is. There he is. A marshmallow head ass, wheat bread head face looking ass boy. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I saw it. I saw the video on TikTok, dumbass.
What video?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Junior. I took a video and I posted it on TikTok. It's got like 3 million likes.
Oh, yeah. It'll be viral by the end of the night, goddammit. Oh, you are going to be a fucking meme.
Chef Baby, stop it.
What? I'm not going to stop it? Oh, you know what? You're right. I don't want to get the sprinkles taken away from you. Whatever the fuck.
No! God, Chef Pee-Pee, he's never gonna let me live this down.
Junior, I think the only way out of this is that you have to break up with her.
I can't break up with her. She'll kill me.
Yeah, she's obsessed with his ass, dude.
Yeah, I have to get her to break up with me.
How are you gonna do that?
Well, I could pull a Max Keeble. I could tell her I'm moving far, far away and that a long-distance relationship won't work.
Okay, but then, like Max Keeble, you're not gonna move and then you're gonna be in trouble with her.
Oh, damn it. Max Keeble has so many good lessons.
That is the moral of Max Keeble, yeah.
Okay, so then how else can I get her to break up with me? Who's at the door?
Probably her with a chainsaw waiting on your ass.
No, if she was coming, she'd blow up my phone and let me know. Who could that be?
Hello.
Hey there, I got a large pizza for the little cupcake bitch boy. I know that's you, I saw you on TikTok.
Wait, you saw the video too?
Oh yeah, everybody at work's been sending it to me. So yeah, I got your pizza here. Sorry it doesn't have little sprinkles on it or whatever, you little bitch.
Well, I didn't order this.
Wait, you didn't order this?
No.
So this was like a prank call?
Yeah, I don't have the money either. I didn't want this.
That's a lot less funny. Shit, that actually makes me really mad. Well, I'm not going to give it to you for free. I mean, if you were like a hot girl, I might try to bang you in exchange for the pizza. But I mean, if you think about it, if anybody's ever done that, they got to be pretty cheap. Because it's like a $10 pizza. There's no way somebody's banging a pizza man over a $10 pizza. It's not worth it. Pizzas actually used to be cheaper. You know that? So it's like a $5 pizza? Oh, I don't have $5. Sorry, I can't pay for the pizza. Let's bang instead. That never happened. There's no way. Unless it was like a pizza party. And they had like a house full of people and it was like 30 pizzas. And maybe that could have happened, but still, I mean, how would that work? How's she gonna bang the pizza man with there's a whole party going on? Shouldn't everybody chip in if everybody's enjoying the pizza? That's like so many people for one pizza man. It's not realistic. I don't believe that ever happened. I think they made that up for the videos. Anyway, I'm gonna go eat this pizza in my car, you little cupcake bitch.
Who's at the door, Genie?
People are prank ordering pizzas to my house under the name Little Cupcake Bitch Boy.
Oh yeah, dude, that was me!
What?
I mean, I just wanted to make sure they got the right house.
You could have said it was for Junior!
That is not your name, you're Little Cupcake Bitch Boy.
I'm not a Little Cupcake Bitch Boy!
Hey, hey, don't raise your damn voice at me, I'll get your girlfriend over here and tie your ass up!
What? Please don't tell her!
Yeah.
Junior, this is embarrassing.
Oh, listen, guys, how can I get her to break out with me? What if I'm really gross? Like, what do girls find gross?
Probably a wet fart.
Yeah, if you shit your pants, she'll probably break up with you.
Oh yeah, she'll hate that.
Oh my god, yeah, if I invite her over to watch a movie and I just shit my pants, she'll definitely want to leave me. No girl wants to be with a guy who shits their pants in front of them.
Yeah, especially not a grown man.
Yeah, I'll just get a nice big pile of shit in my pants.
Mm-hmm. That's the spirit.
That's pretty embarrassing, but yeah, give it a shot.
Yeah, she'll be like, why are you doing that? I'll be like, oh, it's just, that's just what I do now. I never learned how to use the toilet.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you guys hide behind the couch.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to call her over to watch a movie.
So, Junior, you texted me wanting to hang out and watch a movie.
Yeah, I was thinking we could watch The Incredibles.
No, we're going to watch what I want to watch, and I want to watch Edward Scissorhands.
Ooh, I like that one. Edward Scissorhands? Does he have, like, scissors for hands? That would make everyday tasks hard.
Well, yeah, that's the point.
Did you say something?
No, I just want to watch the movie you want to watch.
I'm going to be looking at my phone the whole time.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just watch the movie.
Do you have to go to the bathroom?
No, there's a peanut stuck in my throat, and I'm trying to get it out. I'm trying to cough it out.
Do you have a peanut allergy?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. Junior, go to the bathroom.
I'm trying!
What?
Nothing, I'm trying to just watch the movie. I'm trying to watch the movie. Give me privacy.
Ugh.
Why is this so hard?
Junior, did you just shit your pants?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, so you're a stinky little poopy cupcake.
Yeah, I'm a stinky little cupcake boy.
Oh, Junior. No way.
Well, we need to clean you up, stinky little cupcake boy.
Yeah, change my little stinky winky mess.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh,
come on,
God.
I'm serious, dude.
All right, put your legs up, stinky cupcake boy.
Oh, I can't watch this.
Oh,
bro.
My God. Oh, Junior.
Not a fucking diaper, bro.
I have to wear a diapy wipey in case I go poopy whoopy.
Junior, she's not here anymore. You don't have to talk like that.
Bro, what the fuck is wrong with you? Tighten up, nigga. What the hell is wrong with your pussy ass? You looking like a stupid ass bitch right now. Little whippy ass, crybaby ass, spunk ass bitch.
I know, Joseph. I've lost my way. I don't know why I'm like this. She's made me like this. I
made you a little hole. You need to tighten up, dude.
I don't know what to do.
Do this to me, bro.
Guys, you said if I shit my pants, she'd leave me.
A reasonable person would have left you. I don't know what the hell is wrong with her.
She's obviously not in the right mind.
Yes, she your Gucci Woochie or whatever the fuck you said.
Just
I guess that's
your ass. I don't get it.
Guys, I don't know. I don't want to wear this diaper anymore. I don't want to answer her anymore. I don't want to be afraid of her anymore. I have to get her to break up with me. Okay, so pooping my pants didn't work. What's another way to gross her out? What if I just eat a shit ton of food? Like, what if I eat a lot of food and I become super overweight and fat? Like, I'm talking so gross, so big, can't even move. And see, she's not going to want to date that.
I mean, it might work.
Yeah, I don't know with this girl.
Oh, okay, listen. Order all those pizzas. I would ask Chef PB, but... I mean, he's just going to make fun of me.
Yeah, he will.
Just order those pizzas, Joseph.
I'm going to have to order it under the name, dude.
You know what? Keep calling me that. You order it under that name until I break up with her.
Okay, dude. I got you.
Oh, I feel a poop coming.
Shut the fuck up! Stop saying things like that!
Hello.
Hey there, I got a pizza delivery for a stinky little cupcake bitch. Oh, it's you again! You just added a stinky.
Well, no, I got the stinky cleaned up.
Oh, yeah, I see the diaper.
Yeah.
What... What the fuck?
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Well, my girlfriend made me wear a diaper because I...
Ah, Christ.
Because I shit my pants.
That's really embarrassing, man. Are you gonna pay for the pizzas this time?
I still don't have any money.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah, I don't have the money, but I really need these pizzas because I'm thinking, if I eat all these pizzas, I'll get really fat and my girlfriend will leave me.
I mean, I kind of understand because I have a really fat ex-wife, but couldn't you just take the diaper off?
I can't take it off. I'm stinky. I made a stink.
Please stop saying that. Can't you just break up with her like a man?
No, I cannot. She makes me wear this because I deserve it.
You don't... What the fuck is wrong with you? You know what? Fine, yes, you can have the pizzas, but my boss is going to be mad because he knew this was a prank, just judging by the name. I said, no, I've seen this kid on TikTok. So I'm going to go back there, and I'm going to tell him that you had a supermodel in here throwing a party, and that I banged her in exchange for the pizzas. So if my boss calls you, you have to confirm that story, okay?
Okay, I will.
Don't say any stinky-winky shit. Promise?
I almost pooped.
Fuck you! Stop! Just take the pizzas. Take them.
Can we have some pizza?
Yeah, you're letting yourself go. You might as well share with your lonely ass.
Yeah, guys, I think I'm done. You can have some pizza.
Thank you.
Cody, can you scratch under my left boob?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's so itchy.
Is that good? Okay.
No, keep going, keep going.
Okay. That's not freaky at all.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah,
you guys can have some pizza. You guys gotta leave the room.
Why?
I gotta take a fuck.
What? You gotta do what?
I gotta shit my pants.
Okay.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, Jesus.
Sorry guys, I'm Humpty Dumpty. I gotta take a dumpster right now. Oh, shit.
Okay, Junior, I invited your girlfriend so she can see you like this.
Junior, what happened to you?
I made a dumpy wumpy in my chubby britches.
Aw, poor chubby wubby needs to be cleaned up in the tubby.
Oh my god, Junior, it didn't work!
Oh, she loves this shit, what the hell?
What is wrong with you? Let him free!
Free him, you sick bitch!
I never knew my father.
Oh, I need the dumpy cleaned up, it's making my pee-wee wee-wee washy passy.
Jesus Christ, Junior! It's not worth it. Let her stab you.
Please die now, nigga.
I'm too far gone, guys. Just let me die. My phone's ringing. Can't answer that.
Well, it better not be another girl. Hello?
Hey there. This is the manager of Papa John's. Did you bang one of my pizza guys?
Say yes. I told you to say yes.
No.
Damn it, guy. I knew you were lying. That never happens. God damn it, Cupcake Kid. I told you to lie.
Oh, God, everyone's mad at me, and I'm just so stinky.
Come on, stinky boy. We're going to get you in the tub cleaned up.
Oh, God, Junior.
We lost one of our friends, dog.
TV off.
There's nothing to watch.
But don't Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat play tonight?
Oh, Karen, you saw Jimmy Butler in the finals. He doesn't play basketball. He makes coffee.
But Boynie, you love Jimmy Butler.
Loved, past tense.
Boynie, so you're never gonna watch the Miami Heat play ever again?
The only way I will ever watch the Miami Heat play ever again is if they go to the finals with a 3-0 lead, and I'll die before that happens.
Oh, Boynie, you don't mean that.
Karen, 10 billion people have been born since basketball was invented. And of those 10 billion people, only about 4,000 ever went on to become NBA players. It is a dream for kids to play basketball. But not for Jimmy Butler. He just wants to sell coffee. He could have applied at Starbucks and done that.
Boynie.
Yes, Karen.
The light bulb in that lamp is out.
What?
The light bulb in that lamp is out.
Oh, it is. Look at that.
Boynie, go change the light bulb.
Give me another light bulb and I'll change it.
Okay.
Ugh, damn it. Such a tight squeeze. Ugh, come here, you bastard.
Here, Boynie, I got the new light bulb.
Okay, hand it to me.
Here you go. Ooh,
What the hell was that?
Nothing, Boynie. Here you go.
Okay, fine. Yeah. You. Why is it wet?
Oh, my God, Boynie, are you okay? Are you alive? Speak to me.
Karen, why the fuck was that light bulb wet?
I accidentally dropped it in the glass of water.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't know anything bad was gonna happen.
Damn it, Karen, electricity and water equals bad.
Well, now I know.
Damn it, you're so stupid sometimes.
Boynie's so mean to me. Maybe I won't surprise him with the tickets to the cruise in the Bahamas.
How are we gonna afford that, Karen?
What are you talking about, Boynie?
A cruise to the Bahamas?
Hey, how did you know about that?
You just told me.
No, I didn't, Boynie, but I was thinking about it.
Well, you must have been thinking out loud because I heard it.
I wasn't. Hey, maybe you were reading my mind.
I can't read minds, Karen.
I think Boynie's a superhero. He was reading my thoughts.
I'm not a superhero.
Boynie, you just did it again!
Okay, Karen, if I'm reading your mind, think of a number between 1 and 10.
Okay, I got it. 0.
0 is not between 1 and 10.
Boynie, how did you know I was thinking of 0?
Wait a minute, maybe I can read your mind. Oh my god, this is insane. Huh, I wonder who that could be.
Maybe it's Exhibit who's gonna pimp my ride.
It's not Exhibit, Karen. He doesn't pimp rides anymore. That show is a scam. Hello?
Hey, looking good.
Jonathan, what are you doing here?
I came to bring my best blow some coffee.
What are you, Jimmy Butler? Why are you bringing me coffee at 8 o'clock at night?
Because I love you so much. Little does Brooklyn guy know, I put 6 tonal PM in his coffee. So when he takes a sip, he'll be sleeping all night. Which gives me plenty of time to flirt with Karen. And eventually, She won't be able to resist how hot I am, and she'll pull her titties out and I'll motorboat him.
You know, Jonathan, I really admire your confidence that you think the only thing stopping you from motorboating my wife is me being awake.
What do you mean? I didn't say that!
I can read your mind.
I really hope he can't read my mind, because if he could hear my thoughts, he'd hear all the disgusting things I do to Karen. I'm gonna think about it right now.
Jonathan, you can stop right there.
I gotta go. I'll try again tomorrow.
God, I hate Jonathan. Wait, where do you think you're going?
I'm going over to my friend's house for a party.
Not at 8 o'clock on a school night.
But, Dad, everyone's going to be there.
Yeah, everyone whose parents does drugs. Your parents don't do drugs.
You smoke weed.
I mean real drugs. You're not going to that party.
Fine. I'll just sneak out my window later after he goes to bed.
Oh, no, you don't. Come here.
What? Dad, what are you doing locking me in a cat carrier?
Well, you're trying to sneak out the window when I fall asleep tonight.
Well, how do you know that?
I can read your mind, so if you know what's good for you, you shut your mouth and your mind.
What? Can you at least give me a pillow?
No. Ugh. Hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello?
Officer Guy?
Chief, what's wrong? You sound sick.
Yeah, I'm very sick. I have a cold, but I really need you to go on duty tonight.
But sir, it's supposed to be my night off.
Yeah, I know, but I don't have anybody else available. I mean, I'd do it, but I'm just so sick.
Sir, are you really sure you're sick?
Of course I'm sick. Can't you hear me coughing? It's a good thing he can't read my mind, or else he'd know I'm not really sick. I just want to stay home and watch that documentary about how donuts are made.
Sir, are you going to watch the documentary about how donuts are made?
No, shut up. Just go on duty right now or you're fired.
Damn it. Sorry, honey. I got to go to work.
Dad, please let me out of here.
I'll let you out in the morning.
Ugh, I'm so bored. I hate having to work the night shift on my day off. I hate my job. Ugh, I guess I'll just watch TikToks on my phone. Oh, this generation. Yeah, there's really nothing like seeing a girl shake her ass and not knowing her age. How is this even legal? Wait, what is that? Oh. Damn it, it's another speeder. I better go get him. Excuse me, sir. You know how fast you were going?
Yes, I'm so sorry, officer. I was speeding.
Yeah, you were. Can I see your license and registration?
Oh, of course. I'll get it right away.
Is there anything in the car I should know about?
Oh, no, officer. This car is clean. Ain't nothing in here. Oh, God, I hope he doesn't find the dead body in the trunk.
Oh, Jesus. Sir, can you pop the trunk for me, please?
What? I don't consent to a search.
Sir, I know about the dead body in your trunk.
How do you know that?
I read your mind.
What?
Yeah, just pop the trunk for me.
No.
Okay, go ahead and pop it.
No, okay.
Yep, that's a dead body.
I'm so sorry.
Just get in the back of my car.
Okay,
now you just sit back there and think about what you did.
I'm so sorry.
Shut up. Oh, God, I gotta do so much paperwork. I gotta have somebody come out and get the body. I gotta have the car towed. Oh, my God. Why'd you have to kill somebody? You just ruined my entire night.
I mean, you could just let me go. I won't tell anyone.
Shut up. Oh, God. Oh, good. Look at that. And I need gas. That is just perfect. Okay, I'll go to a gas station. I guess I can just leave the body in the car here. No one's gonna touch it. Ugh, I need to take money out of the ATM for gas. Let me see how much I have in my account. Ugh, $36? And Karen thought she was gonna buy me tickets for a cruise to the Bahamas. Yeah, right. Wait, what is that? Is that somebody's debit card? Huh. Somebody dropped their debit card on the ground. I better take this so it doesn't fall into the wrong hands.
Hey, man, have you seen my debit card? I think I dropped mine.
No, I haven't seen a debit card.
Okay, well, if you see it, let me know, man.
Yeah, I'll do that. Just make sure you don't tell anybody your PIN number.
Oh, of course not, man. I got it right up here in my noggin.
Well, you should say it in your head real quick just to make sure you still remember it.
Okay. 4922.
Got it. Cool. Yeah, you know what? I actually think I did see your debit card way over there on the other side of the highway.
Oh, you did? Thanks, man.
Oh, get some cash.
Officer Guy, get in here.
What are you doing here, sir? I thought you were sick.
I am sick. And what I just heard made me even sicker.
Well, what'd you hear?
I heard that you stole someone's debit card and took $10,000 out of their bank account.
What? No, I would never do something like that.
Cut the crap, Guy. We have the security footage from the ATM. We saw the whole thing. Officer Simmons, apprehend this criminal.
All right, mate. You're coming with me.
It's okay, Simmons. I understand.
After I take him to court, I'm going to go to his mom's house and eat a roast beef sandwich from the back.
Ew, Simmons. Ew, that's my mother.
How'd you do that?
Just take me to jail.
All right.
Order, 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 order.
I am the Honorable Judge Pullback, and today we will be hearing the case of Brooklyn Guy, who is being accused of stealing a man's debit card, guessing his 4-digit PIN number, and withdrawing $10,000 in cash. Brooklyn Guy, how do you plead?
I didn't guess his PIN, I knew what it was.
Oh, and how did you know his PIN number?
I knew what year he was born, and that was it.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I'll charge you with identity theft as well, then.
Come on, Judge, I'm a police officer. Can't you just let me off with a warning?
No, I'm not going to let you off with a warning. You stole $10,000. The only way I'd let him off with a warning is if he quoted word for word what Macho Man Randy Savage says as Bonesaw in the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie. But he'll never do that.
Oh, shit. How's that go? I just watched it last night.
Bonesaw is ready.
Hmm?
You're going nowhere. I got you in here for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
Oh, my God, you said it. Oh, it's like you read my mind. Okay, you're free to go. Oh, charges dropped.
I can't believe that actually worked. Thank you, Macho Man Randy Savage. You really were the cream of the crop. Well, I got to keep the $10,000 since the charges were dropped, so I might as well blow it all at the strip club. Oh, look, there's a hoe.
Oh, my God, give me money.
Yeah, I do have that. I have money.
Well, stop talking about it and give it to me.
You know what? I'm not going to take the easy way. I'm going to get her to bang me just by reading her mind. Hey there, how's your day going?
Oh, my God, it's so great. I hate my father.
Hey, you know who really sucks? Your father.
Oh, my God, I know. He's such an asshole.
Yeah, fathers are the worst. They should all just die.
Give me money.
Okay. How about this? How about you think of a sentence, like literally any combination of words, and if I can guess it, then you have to sleep with me.
Okay.
Wow, that was easy. Okay, so really think about that sentence.
I got it.
Bonesaw is ready.
You have got to be fucking kidding me.
What was the sentence?
Is everybody thinking about the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man?
Say the sentence.
You were thinking,
Bonesaw is ready.
Oh my God, that was such a good impression. Say the rest of the line.
Okay.
You're going nowhere. I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
Oh my God, let's go right now.
Wow, okay. What the fuck is going on? Hey there, Marvin.
How'd you get my house?
The front door. But guess what? I just had unprotected banging with a 10 out of 10 stripper.
Aren't you married?
Why do you have to ruin everything? I was clearly happy.
How'd you get her to do that?
Well, because I'm him, you know? I'm good at talking to women. I can do that.
Okay.
I should try to read all of their minds. Wait a minute, I can read my own mind. Oh yeah, I guess I always could have done that. Well, let's see what Jeffy's thinking.
I've been brewing a yogurt-style cat shit in my pants, and as soon as they're not looking, I'm gonna stick my hands in my ass and sniff it.
Okay, maybe I should see what Marvin's thinking.
Bonesaw is ready!
Oh, no way in fuck. There's no way he's thinking that too. Hold on, let me try reading Rose's mind.
You're going nowhere! I get you for 3 minutes!
Okay, fuck this. I can't do this anymore. Somebody take my police taser and tase me in the brain.
What's going on?
I can read minds.
Fuck.
Yes, I know about the cat shit.
Wait, you can read people's minds?
Yes, and all anybody ever thinks about is Macho Man Randy Savage in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie.
How'd you know I was thinking about that?
Everybody's thinking about that, and I don't want to listen to it anymore. Tase me. Okay, Marvin, think about something. Okay, well, I know you're thinking about Macho Man, but I can't hear it anymore, and that's all that matters. So I'm going to take my $10,000 I stole from an ATM, and I'm going to go home. Just don't tell my wife I banged a stripper.
Hey, Daddy, what's for dinner?
I don't know, Jeffy. Probably green beans or something healthy.
Flag on your play.
But flag on the play. This isn't football.
Picking something nasty for dinner? Automatic pizza party.
We're not having a pizza party, Jeffy.
Unnecessary yelling. Automatic. Don't have to go to school tomorrow.
Oh, you have to go to school tomorrow. Do not blow that whistle.
Unnecessary roughness. Automatic. Get to go to Disney World.
We're not going to Disney World today.
What? Oh, there's someone at the door. Take that whistle away from him.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey.
What, Goodman, what's wrong with you? What happened? Why do you look like that?
Well, I decided to count all my money, so I withdrew $100 million in pennies. And I started counting it all, and I was staying awake for 2 months straight, and so to help keep me awake, I decided to hire 100 women. And what they did was, they just walked around in circles as I was counting the money, and I gave them spankings to help keep me awake. So I was like, $1? $2? $3? Spankings. And so I wasn't getting any sleep, and so I decided to come here to see if I could stay with you.
Wait, why would you want to sleep here? Why don't you just sleep at your mansion?
Because if I stay in my house, then I'm going to want to keep counting my money, and then the girls are going to keep wanting spankings.
Okay.
So I need to stay here, and I'll pay you $100,000 if I can stay here.
Yes, you can stay here for $100,000. Yes, whatever you want.
Well, hold on, because the only thing I got to say about that is if I stay here, there can't be any noise at all. No banging, no clacking, no cracking, no whistles, no yelling, nothing. Not a single sound, because if one thing wakes me up, no $100,000 for you.
So no whistles, no...
Is that going to be a problem?
No. Just give me about 30 seconds and there'll be no noise.
I don't have 30 seconds. I'm tired now, and I'm ready for bed.
Go lay on the couch. Go lay on the couch. I want that $100,000. There won't be any noise, I promise. All right, buddy. Just lay right there, and I promise there won't be any noise.
Okay. What's that?
Nothing. I promise there won't be any noise. I want that $100,000. I'm going to go stop that noise right now. Hold on.
Okay.
I said take that whistle from him! Was that so hard?
I was trying to be nice!
Oh, look, guys, I need you guys to be quiet, because look, Goodman is downstairs, and he's really tired, and he said if he can sleep here, and no one makes any noise, he'll give me $100,000.
$100,000?
I need you to be quiet. Jerry, I need you to be quiet! Stupid whistle!
Marvin, what happened?
Uh-oh. He swallowed the whistle!
What?
Jeff, he swallowed the whistle! I need you guys to be quiet. I need you guys. It's $100,000 downstairs. Please. No. Stop. Jay. Please. No. Stop.
Stop.
Hey, please, guys. Shut up. It's $100,000. Let's go outside and talk. Let's go outside. Let's just go outside.
But it's cold outside.
I don't care. Jeffy. Shh. Everyone. Shh. Jeffy. Let's go outside. Yes. Yes. Please. Please. Just close your mouth. Close it. Please. Oh, Jeffy. If you go outside, I'll get you a happy meal. Yes. No happy dance. No, stop it. Be quiet. Close your mouth. Okay, is he still sleeping? Okay, good. Outside. All right, Jeffy. You can make as much noise as you want since we're outside. Just make noise over there.
Marvin, we have to call a doctor.
Why?
Because he swallowed a whistle.
Oh, he'll digest it and poop it out.
A whistle?
Well, I don't want to call a doctor because then the doctor's going to want to come inside and make noise. And I don't want to wake up Goodman because I want $100,000.
Well, then what are we supposed to do out here?
Go camping. You love outside, right?
Camping? It looks like it's about to rain.
Well, get a tent.
Where?
Make one out of leaves and grass.
Marvin!
Oh, Jeffy wants a Happy Meal. Hey, Jeffy, you want a Happy Meal? Ooh, take Jeffy to McDonald's.
Okay, can I take the car then?
No. If you take the car, it'll start and make a loud noise and might wake up Goodman.
Then how am I supposed to get there with Jeffy?
Walk. You don't even have shoes on, so walk with your dirty feet.
I am not walking all the way to McDonald's.
Well, you're not going inside because you're going to make noise, so you guys are going to stay out here, okay?
Marvin!
Okay, good. He's still sleeping. Okay, so Jeffy's outside. He can't make any more noise. I still get that $100,000. No, go back to sleep. Why is the fire alarm going off?
It's a fire! Oh my god, what did I do?
Jeffy, why is there a fire?
I was cooking beans, I was trying to cook dinner. Look, I don't know what happened.
Put out the fire, put it out!
I'm trying to, what's the noise?
Why did you do that begin with? Now the fire alarm's going off, you might have cost me $100,000.
Wait, $100,000?
Yes, stop making fires.
I'm trying to cook.
Okay, he's still sleeping. I don't know how that fire alarm didn't wake him up. The doorbell, who's that? Will you stop with the doorbell?
Oh, sorry, I just really love the sound of doorbells, you know? I like how they go, bing bong!
Oh, no, please be quiet!
Oh, dude, you should get one of those that's like, da 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 da, ba da da da.
Be quiet, please!
You know, you heard those?
Yeah, I've heard them. Please just be quiet.
Why? Fire can't hear you.
What are you doing here?
Well, your fire alarm went off, so I'm here to search your house for fires.
Oh, no, look, there was a fire and I put it out.
Are you sure? Because fires can be pretty sneaky.
I'm sure. Can you please just be quiet? Like, there's a guy sleeping in there and he can't wake up.
Well, he's sleeping in there? Well, he could have died in the fire. I'm surprised he didn't wake up when the fire alarm went off.
He's just really tired. Look, there's no fire. You can leave.
Wait, you know, I think I know what happened. I think maybe your fire alarm isn't working right. Maybe that's why he didn't wake up.
No, it works.
I have to drill into the ceiling and rip that out. That's going to cause a whole bunch of noise.
No, look. I will let you come inside and look for fires as long as you just be really, really quiet, okay? Don't make any noise.
Okay, whatever.
All right, look for your stupid fire and then get out.
Where are you, fire?
No. Why would there be a fire under the blanket?
Well, let's check under here.
No.
touch a... fire's there.
Why would there be a fire under him?
Fire's pretty sneaky. Can creep up on you.
What's that noise?
Well, hold on. That's my phone.
Decline it. Turn it off. Turn it off.
That's my wife.
Well, your wife.
Well, you don't believe me? I'll put it on speaker.
Hang up.
Hey, Karen.
Oh, Gordon, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Gordon, I have a very important question to ask you.
Please hang up. Please hang up.
What is it, Karen?
Gordon, what would you like for dinner? Corn dogs or toast and strudel?
Hang up.
I can't hear her. Now I gotta have her repeat it.
No.
Karen, what'd you say? I didn't
hang
catch
up.
That.
What do you want for dinner? Corn dogs or toast and strudel?
Well, Karen, I want the one that's actually dinner.
Hang up, please.
Toast
Hang up!
Hey, you just hung up on my wife. That was rude. Call your wife. Let me hang up on her.
You're making a lot of noise. I can't have him waking up. Go back to sleep. Wouldn't a fire be in the kitchen?
Hey, yeah, that's really good thinking. You know, you should be a firefighter.
I'll look into it. Let's go in the kitchen and away from him. And be quiet.
All right.
All right, look, there's no fire. You can leave.
Are you sure? Because fire's pretty sneaky. It can get inside your walls and lay eggs like termites.
It's fire!
Yeah, that's what fire does.
Look, there's no fire, so leave.
Are you sure? Are you sure there's not a fire right behind this door?
There isn't.
Oh, yeah? Got your fire!
How's there a fire in there?
Yeah, judging by the size, I think that was an adult. It's been in there for a few months.
Well, do something about it!
I'm gonna go fight that fire.
What, fight it?
Yeah, I'm a firefighter. We fight fire with our fists.
What?
All right, now you stay here. I'll call you if I need to tag you in.
What?
All right, fire! Here I come!
Can you do it quietly?
Dirty.
A little bit more quiet.
Oh, I got him.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I got him. Fire's taken care of.
What happened to your eye?
Oh, he got one good hit on me. I'll give him that. He put up a good fight. But who's still standing, huh? Huh? Me. Not him.
Please be quiet.
I'm an undefeated firefighter. 51-0.
Shh.
I challenge any other fire out there to come at me, huh? Anybody?
Please be quiet.
I think so.
Well, you made a lot of noise in there.
Oh, yeah? Well, you try fighting a fire with your bare hands and see how loud it is. That's harder than UFC.
Oh, okay. The fire's gone. You can leave now.
All right. I'm going to go home and eat toaster strudel. I'm going to ring your doorbell a couple times on the way out.
Wait a minute. Please stop. How is he still asleep? I'm not even going to question it. I still get my $100,000.
What is this, baby? What is this?
Who's that?
It's Bird. What, were you having a weenie roast?
No, I was just cooking regular food and it caught on fire. I'm so sorry, but I could have died.
Well, it's too bad you didn't, because now you have to bear the shame of making this poison.
Look, give me another chance, please. Look, guys, you guys are being really loud. Can you please just leave? There's someone sleeping in there.
Who is this baldy? What is he, Chef Boyardee?
Oh, guys, there's some wild beef Wellington outside.
Ooh.
Yeah, you gotta go outside. I see it.
I need to check this out. All right, where is it so I can yell about how badly it's prepared?
Yeah, I want to see. You guys are going to stay out there because you keep making too much noise.
But I didn't!
Oh, they're so loud. Oh, thank God, he's still sleeping. Okay, no more noise at night. There should be nothing else that'll make noise. Okay, thank God. Achoo!
I'm pissed.
What? No. Go back to sleep.
That was literally the loudest sneeze I've ever heard in my entire life.
No.
I'm going home.
No, please, that's the money. No, come on. That woke you up. Oh, come on.
So, did you get your $100,000, Marvin?
No, I sneezed. What? Jeffy, what? Did you just poop out the whistle?
Let me check.